Blog Talk Radio.
The Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We're going to do it again. It's another Sunday, and we're going to keep it on point today with the facts that do matter on this program. We welcome you across the 10 regions of America. And again, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. That's what we say. And we don't care if she got a good voice or not. We're going to be heard, and we will be seen in the coming months of what is about to take place. We've been telling you for a while, quite a while now, quite a while. Things are definitely changing. There is a resistance of what's going on to what's happening. Dr. Fauci, that's what I'd say it was, Fascist Fauci. Fascist Fauci is now called himself in a big mix. He has to now tell people that, you know, the mask, well, you know, at first I thought it was going to work, now it's not going to work, and I got everybody wearing the mask. I told you this was a big program, a big strategy, a world domination program to bring everybody into one dynamics, which we've been saying for how many years now? The New World Order. And how many people fall in prey to this? Just think about the amount of black folks, white folks, and all the folks that you see on a daily basis in your states and your cities that have gotten the vaccine, has taken the shots, and still will listen to the foolishness of Fascist Fauci. Today's program, as many programs, mainly can't be disputed because facts do matter on this program. But today is a prophecy that is coming. I ask you from all the 10 regions, what's next, America? The COVID Commission. They are planning a COVID Commission. Together, the bankers have formed a COVID Commission planning group. It's called COVID CPG. Oh, man, I sound like my boy's band. CPT, the Colonial Park Gang, y'all. Anyway, we're going to change that to the Commission Planning Group to prepare the way for a national COVID commission that can seize this once-in-a-century opportunity to help America and the world to begin to heal. This is the objective, everybody, to seize. Look what they say, to seize this once-in-a-century opportunity. Now, I'm telling you, we go through all facets of facts. But see, this sounds like the Illuminati plan for America, where it says we would take over 200 years. Just look it up. It's in the memos. Wassop said it would take 200 years to convert America to our goals. Now, I'm going to sit back for a minute and just reminisce about some conversations we had over the weekend and stuff with different people in text. And you know, there's no getting around that. It's two particular mindsets. Regardless of what you believe you are, you are either a liberal-minded or a conservative-minded. There's really no moderate in anything. That's why their great book says you can't be lukewarm, either hot or cold. Now, the question is, what does that mean? So we're talking today to so many people, and we're saying, you know, could you give me something tangible that you feel that we as black people, first, I'm going to deal with us, should be really happy about what the situation of this COVID has put our people in. And why are you following it if you don't trust white people? Now, this is a double dynamic. On one hand, you got the group claiming the blacks, you know, Afrocentric, claiming to hate white folks. We can't stand what they do. They did this, that. But when I do the factual analogy, all these people that's claiming this, it's either married to a white woman or a white man, or their agent is white, or the show or the studio they work for is white controlled. The commercials they're in is white controlled, and yet they come on TV telling you black power. So somebody's got to be lying in today's program. We will find out. See, you got to weed out the foolishness today. See, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We are a double-minded group of people. One group been taught from birth. They putting on every show, just like we told you. They're going to put on every show about our history that you already knew about the Tulsa. Right. Now, here, let's get deep today. Let's get deep. Because, see, they're creating a COVID commission. You don't have no idea what this commission going to do, but you will by the end of this program. Just look it up. They showing you everything from the Black Wall Street. I mean, when we learned about Black Wall Street, I was quite upset, still is. And I think the people of that area will be compensated. But that's not a national reparation. That's a localized reparation. And we don't even know if they're going to get money. Maybe they get empowerment zones. They may get business with no interest rates. you know, these are all things that it could go in favor of a group that is going for reparations or some type of repair of their situation. So unfortunately, people have now started to believe, because Chicago got an area that said they're going to give the Greenwood area, I believe. I could be wrong, but I got y'all get stay on standby. I'm about to bring many of y'all in on the line. If you want to get on this conversation, you better get in quick. 515-605-9343. We're going to put it down this morning. So we're hearing all about this. Now, at the same time you're hearing all about this, we got the Asian American bill. We got the Native American bill that y'all don't know how much money they got because you too busy not claiming that either. And then we got the gay bill, which has been stalled. I had a call from one of our good brothers, Brother Dr. Randy. Hope to have him on soon. We had a quick conversation on some things that we might try to put together soon. But that bill went straight to the other people. Transgenders. Now we got bills where men are suing who are women to play with women. That's up for debate. I mean, this country is at odds through legalities. It's a legality war as well, meaning a war with the lawyers. And so woe unto the lawyers. I think that's in there. Woe unto the lawyers who have led our people astray and have taken the key. What key is that? We'll strain that later on. But this is what's happening. So we got everybody thinking they're going to get something, and they're fighting for the piece of the pie. We got people right now here in all the areas. There's places all over this area in Miami. Need jobs, looking for workers, looking for this. You know why? You're getting $1,400. You ain't going to go look for no work. That's just common sense. Just common sense. You mean, this is all strategically planned out. It's called Universal Income Introduction, Class 101. They're introducing you to the brand new form of socialism. Now, many of you claim y'all like it. Okay, cool. Why don't you move to one? Why don't you move to a country that is socialist? Let's see how much you really like it. But see, right now, this is the black folks, I'm talking to y'all first, who always run their mouth and have no clue to what's going on at all. Even in your own city, you have no clue. Only thing you see on the news as black is shooting. Here in Miami, shooting up places. You ain't seeing nothing about no real estate investments. We got a Bitcoin conference right now in Miami. 16,000 people jammed up, ain't got no mask on, ain't hearing about that because it's rich people there trying to get rich or want to be rich. Right here in Miami, the first Bitcoin conference is right now. Take a look. Now, what they conning people to do, I don't know. But one thing I know they ain't conning is on this COVID commission. And they got white folks who are pretend to be with black folks. When I say pretend, I mean pretend. How the hell you with black folks and we still arguing about shit today? If you were black folks, we wouldn't even have this debate. This is an orchestrated debate. See, it's different when you have an orchestrated debate. That means we make the debate. We put up the people for the debate, and then we know whoever the winner is, we win too. So we control both sides. That's just common sense. It's not even a hard to believe that somebody can pay for any type of activity, just like today. Conversation again. How white folks supposed to be scared when they controlling the so-called blackouts? See, you hate white folks on one hand, then you love their so-called psychotic behavior on the other hand. So this is why you're a double-minded group of people. Think about it. First it was the gas. No, first it was Texas. They took Texas right on out. We just forget about the news. See, the news is just like a drug. Once it's over for you, you can't remember what happened last on the time. I mean, I was high last week, but it didn't feel the same. It's the same thing today. You watch the news, you watch all these shows. Most blacks are watching CNN because you think you're a Democrat after 50 years of being, I think 1972, according to many, that's when you jump shipped and the deal was made for blacks to be permanently Democratic, socialist. You forgot the other part. It's called Democratic Socialist. That's what you are. You don't know it because you have no idea of the master plan that was done, just like you don't know about this COVID commission. But we're going to lay it down to you right quick. While you looking for your reparations and all this shit y'all thinking you're going to get from white folks. See, here's again. You want reparations from white folks. Ain't that amazing? But you hate white folks. So what you think their reparations are going to be like? Because I'm going to ask some questions today on that. If you're going to get anything, what you going to get? If they're in control of what you're getting. You ain't do much to get nothing. You're the richest welfare state in the world right now. That's why everybody over here. We're going to get to some immigration. Because everybody that I'm noticing that fixing people's houses don't look black to me. If I want to get my house fixed, guess who I call? See, come on over here. I need your help. We talking reality talk 101 today. Let's see if you can handle reality, because the reality is going to come to you regardless if you can handle it or not. But let's go a little bit so we can get this program started. After this commission comes together to claim they're going to heal the world, I think India need healing now, and Africa is back to the third wave, they claim. Just watch the Fire Stick News of Saudi Arabia, Africa. You'll really trip out. But let's go with what's going on right here in the good old U.S. of A. America. Now, as the availability of protective vaccines rapidly expand, the daily death toll in the U.S. declines. A devastated economy starts to rebound. There's a growing risk that hard-won lessons from the last year will be lost amid the annual urge to put the crisis behind us and return to our pre-pandemic lives. Now, I'm going to stop there because this is deep. See, they're letting you go to football, basketball, all everything now. But there's a price to this. This is a test to see who's going to come out to these events under the precursor of COVID protection, the vaccine. So now they're preparing you slowly for your vaccine identity on your phone. Now, you really got to be a big fool to be flashing your medical records on your phone. You really do, but that's you know, who's to say who's a fool right now? But that's the precursor. See, they know that we're going to give you some liberties back. We're going to let you feel like you're getting back to pre-pandemic form to make you feel good, to make you say, yeah, man, we could go to the Bills game this year. Oh, man, good. Well, all I got to do is what, show up? I can get season tickets at high price if I take a vaccine, or I can go in the Bills lottery, or I can go to some, you know, local lottery here in Miami to get this is the game that they playing on this vaccine. So they know it's season. They already know. They say, well, it declines. So what we do next? Well, we're going to give them some freedom before we bring in this next thing. So the commission is studying how they can go back to this. More than two dozen of nations. Listen, the nations are coming. More than two dozens of the nation's most accomplished virologists, public health experts, clinical and former officials, joined by four of America's leading charitable foundations. Wonder which ones they are. I know one of them, you know, automatically. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation. That's just one of them. There's three more. Figure it out by the end of this program. Look for the other three. Then it goes on to say, across the political spectrum are laying the groundwork to discover and preserve the lessons of COVID-19 crisis. They want to have a lesson. Now, they can't have a lesson on reparations. John Conyers is dead, and they still haven't had a conference on that, but they're going to have a quick conference on this one. So see, you see how you're being brainwashed? You believe in all this foolishness. Black folks, it's really sad, but you are the sheep being led to the slaughter. What better than a beautiful black sheep being put to the slaughter, just like your Bible stories tell you. And then now, I found an archive. I'm trying to play. I can't play. If y'all can get this on your phones for me and just text me when you get out. Gerald Ford was a crazy person. I've been going into the 70s because, you know, that's where all this black power made up money game came into play. Let's give them black movies. And they'll fight the man. I'll be watching Griot TV all the time. Great. Look, I said, damn, every show is about fighting the man. And the police right there with the man. And the politicians is with the man. So who we fighting? Supposedly the man. And then you find out, who made the movie? Oh, Warner Brothers. Well, it's strange, isn't it, that they would let us make a movie about us fighting them? Oh, this is going to be a wonderful program today. I can't wait. But here how it goes. Yeah, the man came out in 72, Gerald Ford, 70-something. Talked to a little class of people. I mean, sixth graders. And the sixth grader who was put in place to say, when will we have a black female president? Gerald Ford. The man said, well, you know, it could happen. It could be our party, Republican, it could be the Democrats, but it's going to be a party that's going to have a man and woman running. And I said, well, damn, let me find a party that was maybe, I think they tried it with the Democrat with Ferreira and Mondale. They're too boring. They couldn't do it. So the scenario is, which party couldn't do it? The Republicans couldn't do it. But they said it could be both parties. Then he went on to sell this little 6-year-old. He said, but it could happen on this scenario. I'm paraphrasing. The scenario would be the president will die in office, and then the woman will become president. Then he said, well, when that happened, we might be in serious trouble then. We might never get power again. This is what he told a little 6-year-old. Not making this up. I hope I can get somebody to put it on their phone because I can't download things right now. We got to do some activities on this computer. But just to let you know. Now, I put that out there and let people see it. And, you know, some people did not say, oh, what does he know? I said, what does he know? He knows more than you. He was a fucking president. He knows what's going on. He knew that it was a plan to bring in two people at the right time. They're going to kill off one and make the woman. This came out of Gerald Ford's mouth. Now, if you don't see that, I call you a blind sheep. Now, I could still be cool with you and hang out with you, but I know now this is a gullible motherfucker. Gullible as hell. He going to tell me he know more, or she, a couple of them responded with some craziness, like, you know more than the damn president? He only got in, Gerald Ford, after Tricky Dick Nixon got impeached. So he knows about being put in place when you wasn't voted for. And y'all know Kamala Harris, Kamala. Shiva, Kamala Shiva, Shiva Kamala. You know she wasn't even first on y'all list, black people. Y'all such a hypocrites. Y'all didn't even vote for her. She dropped out immediately. Y'all even like her ass. She was the first to go. White people beat her. And all of a sudden now she's your hero. And you didn't even vote for her to be. I could see if she was running neck and neck through the whole thing. Then, but this chick lost in the beginning. So basically, we got a loser in second place about to be in first place. I know you're saying, he sounds crazy. No, sure don't. Don't care if you say it. Don't bother me at all. But I know one thing. The facts matters. And just like we told you before, I think we said it how many times? Y'all don't listen to the past. Y'all don't listen to the dead. And see, this is the only one time I'm going to tell you that you know you got the chip in you. Because see, your illustrious Joe Biden, when he was young, and he was devious as hell about everything that went black, putting the crime bill, putting everything against you, been in politics for over 50 years, and you believe that this 50-year professional Delaware corporational president who is the part of the holy corporation, that's why he's in from Delaware. Look that up, where all the corporations are set at. To usurp your republic. And after they usurp the republic, guess what they're going to do to you? This is a question to John Roberts. That's how long this man been in power. He asked John Roberts a question a long time ago. I'm going to bring it back to you, but I'm going to open the lines up. Biden, when he could talk and make, he can't even talk good now. Y'all know that. But when he could talk, he asked a very important question about something that is happening right now. And many of you have already taken the microchip, the nanobots. Listen to what he said, and you won't be able to do anything about it because you put him in.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful of implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And there we go again. Same thing this commission said. A once-in-a-lifetime to seize once-in-a-century opportunity to help America. And that is the question today for all of you. Help America do what? Let's open the lines up. Let's get it on. Welcome to the Helios. As always, my brother, peace to you.
What's going on, man? Hey, I'm like this. It's a lot of distractions going on out here. And I have to really myself sit, kind of like take a step back and reanalyze things. If a motherfucker want to take that shot, whether male or female, more power to him. You know, if people want to be stupid and ignorant, don't want to do the research, fuck them. That's where I'm at right now. Now, with this reparation piece, were you talking about Evanston, Illinois, which has nothing to do with Chicago. It's a suburb way, way, way up north. They don't fuck with Chicago like that. It's only designed for about 16 people to get it for one thing. And it's only based off the foundation of building this new revenue for marijuana sales. That's it. And it's only been approved for $400,000, which be doled out in increments of $25,000. And it's only going to be placed in a bank account, and it's going to be monitored. And it's dealing with real estate. That's all it is. That's why, you know, I haven't been paying too much attention to it. Now, with that being said, you hit another good point. As far as what's going on with this universal income and people not going back to work. In a kind of way, we got to look at it from different angles too, and from it being the distraction, looking at the bigger plan. Well, guess what's been happening when they were talking about this whole universal income thing and the stimulus checks? McDonald's Corporation, right here in Chicago, has been experimenting with 10 McDonald's restaurants installing brand new AI technology through the drive-thru, and they're planning to get rid of. They're planning also to use this AI technology for the grills and fryers. They're going to get rid of all the people in these McDonald's and replace with the AI. So your grandkids, whatever, right? And so what I'm saying is, yeah, okay, they don't give a fuck about them no going back to work because they're going to have AI to replace them. And my third point, now, this is just me now. I've been following this election audit thing for the past couple months. Now, and I got receipts to prove it. Now they're coming out saying that the states that Biden won, and I'm talking about all 50 of them, they're talking about going back auditing all 50 states. So there's a part, this is from what the evidence is showing, there's a strong possibility that not only Trump won those states that are being audited, there's a possibility he won every state. And that's going beyond a fucking landslide. Now, making the connection what you're talking about with this coronavirus commission, don't be surprised, and I hope I'm wrong, don't be surprised if they come up with another plan or another lockdown mechanism to get us distracted from the point of this whole election farce.
Right.
People, like what you said, yeah, Biden, people went out and voted for him, but the motherfucker did not win the election.
Right.
Now, regardless how we feel about Trump, some people say he was a racist. Okay, whatever. I don't put all my energy into that. You know, facts is facts. The man won, like it or not. But with that being said, the people who are going against, him right now gonna come up with some type of plan. I hope I'm wrong, to lock us back down again to get you for, as far as another distraction. This is just what I'm saying from the research.
Now let's go with that. I'm gonna bring up. I'm gonna go with you. Let me hang out with you right quick. Connect with you. Great points all the way around. Great point because again. Let's do the reparation thing. Everybody think it's for a small group of people. I mean, I'm happy for them, but that does not go along with the whole concept of what the reparations was intended. So that small amount off of marijuana, which is amazing. So it shows you how much money marijuana is making everybody for them to have to say we can give them the revenues from marijuana. That just goes to show you how much money's out there. Now, this other point that I love that you made about universal income. Obama told us this. Obama went out and said, we're going to put our country, they're going to need jobs. He said, going to be automation coming, and it's coming rapidly. When you got a commercial like Domino's with a car zooming in your neighborhood, the best Domino, the people who are going to see this first are the rich. They're not going to put it in no poor zip code. You can count on that one. But you want to go to the richer areas, you will start to see the technology is already implemented. So that you hit it on all levels on that one, man. Every one of them, everything that we talk about is implemented already. Ain't no test runs no more. It's done. They putting it in. The people now here.
Before you go to the next call, one more quick point. True story. This happened to me yesterday. I went to a black-owned hardware store. Been there for 40 years. And so, you know, I play the game sometimes with the mask. So what I did, I took my mask, I put it in my pocket. So I walked in the store to see what somebody was going to say. Now, the guy that owns the hardware store, he's got his sons and his grandsons working there. Cool, no problem. And so I went in there to get a garbage can. And so I got halfway in the store, and I seen the boy's father sitting down talking to somebody. He didn't have a mask on. So the boy came from around the corner. He was like, hey, where your mask at? And I looked at him. He looked at me like he was going to whoop my ass or something. I said, okay, let me gather my thoughts, whatever. Let me, for one thing, I have to stop myself not to react the wrong way. I said, my fault, bruh. Let me put my mask on. And so he went and got my garbage can. And then, like, we were walking back towards the counter. I snatched it out of hand. I said, give me my damn garbage can. He started laughing. But I will not be going back in that store anymore. Now, with this programming and everything with these damn shots, yeah, they're working on the old people, but they're working on the young people too.
No, that's next. See, the thing is, come September, everybody, September, you better look up what it means. Come September, your kids will be at the altar of the sacrificial lamb. You're going to have to make a choice again. See, we're making choices every day. See, it says you're going to choose who you going to serve. So your kids will be on the sacrificial lamb come September, and you're going to have to make a choice. Are they going to get vaccinated to go to school? This is going to be happening all across the 10 regions, some states
but
like mine.
You know what, bro? The parents are already making the choice. It's all, like you just said a few minutes ago, it ain't no experiment now. The shit is already happening. And it's like with the sisters and everything, with their kids, like I said, them people, I'm at this point now, you can't talk to them. I mean, like I said, you got to be cordial. You can be cordial with them, work with them, or whatever. They could be in your own family, but the battle lines have already been drawn. Civil war.
Battle line states, y'all. Battle line states. I keep telling y'all, they
within
put you
your own house.
In the civil. The whole house is at war. And again, y'all medical records. Y'all better think about what I told you. The Caduceus cult. Called the Caduceus cult. And y'all better look that up because if they get control of your DNA, which that is the work of the whole game. Let me go to 9319. 9319, you on the air. Welcome to the Helios.
What's going on, Dry Bones? It's Sean Caddy, Alamayo Tedros.
Oh, man. What's up, bro? What's up, Sean?
Man,
Sean Caddy. Go ahead, man. Kick it to us.
You know, it's been a couple months since I've been back into the States. So I've been listening to your program. So looking at the America from outside, just sitting outside in Ethiopia or any country, Dr. Fauci, as was stated before, that medicine that he put out, he already started making a profit off of that in the beginning. And what was so funny about that is that when President Trump had caught COVID, he had taken that the antibiotic, whatever it's called, Resedem, whatever the name is, that Dr. Fauci.
Right. Hydrochloroquine. He took hydrochloroquine and some different type of mixtures. But go ahead.
Correct. So the point is that this, to have that type of medicine out there, you have to have everything marketed at least 6 months, 9 months, or maybe a couple of years in advance. Things have to be put in place, and you have to wait for the certain things to get, you know. So it was already planned. But yet President Donald Trump, in many ways, he tried to stop this process, right? And I'm not here to pick sides on Democrat or Republican side, but still they had planned on diverting 4 years to come to this time frame, because now we into 9 years left. And with the microchips and all the towers is up, it's still going to fail at what they're trying to do ultimately. But the point is they want to lead to civil war factions and things like that, and then paying off certain people for what they call ransomware and these type of things. Well, all that's kind of like a trade deal. Swap here, swap out. You do this for me, I do this for you. So these are under the table agreements that's already been made. So all y'all doing is just getting a cartoon version of it. But
right. I want you to know that I don't know how much you heard so far, but you hit it right on the nose right there. The COVID Commission stated what you said. It's called hack attack, an economical, unstable, shock-prone world in which government weakened criminals thrive and dangerous innovations emerge. Then it goes into lockstep. Wow. This is coming from the commission, not me, everybody. This is what the commission, it says that they will create hacks, ransomware. They just put a whole hit on the meat industry, and they paid them. So what's going on?
And the gasoline a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So go ahead, brother. I know you. And you, again, this brother been on the program many times. Y'all want to hear our archives of Sean Caddy. This brother got strong ties to Ethiopia. Let's go with that, Tedros, the WHO organization. What? How are we going to deal with that? I mean, this is Ethiopia's. How he feel about Fauci? Because you just came from over there. How he feel about Fauci?
Well, let's put it like this. Who do you see in power positions maybe under other people's ideals? So maybe just because he's Ethiopian, he's in the UN. He's not really there as Ethiopian representation, and the point is, so they're all a part of the coordinated program, not so much of the countries, because they use countries, the UN are using African nations to pillage them and get the resources and keep division. So they're not there for the benefit of the people on that continent by any stretch. So the WHO organization is all tied into the Vatican. It's all tied into the Britain. It's tied into certain cities like Chicago, D.C., New York, who has a certain flag. Like the brother from that's in Chicago now, because I grew up in Champaign. So, like I said, Chicago has always been within itself its own city state. And so now with all this going on, there are certain control towers. And I said before that Chicago is going to be a capital again of a nation, you know, and that time is going to come. But they already set up that way as city states, where they have like the I think it's six stars with the white flag. The brothers that I'm talking about, like the same here in D.C. So they already got locked in place. Those places are tied into the Vatican. So the people who are getting administered things, they're going to be put in certain regions and certain things that they are limited to, where they can be calculated and know their whereabouts, but they have to have certain connections. You know, you have the towers connect to inside of the body. Some people are alienated to this thing. That's why a lot of people don't make it through, because it's so foreign to them. And some people are bodies are already built that they whatever can pass will pass through them. So it's just different people. It's not even about the race at this point, right?
Right.
But because you've been condition here, but think about this: a meat factory. And you and I was just questioning not too long ago: should I still be eating meat? You understand? And now this is going on. So we should start questioning things, because the Most High plays a part in everything. And we as the black people, we so worried about what evil people do, but we're not all. That's fine. Be aware, but we're still at a position where, okay, what do we do? If we do this, are we scared? We're next. But you know, I'm trying to get the story always and for another time, but who you are, what the purpose is, and why all this is a distraction against
Let's go with that because this is what now you most of y'all who are on this line have had some military experience. What we do is what we call it's called a war room. You have to break down your enemies and all foes in your life, regardless of your family members, who's close to you. What we trying to say on this program is we need to know what the plan is so you can have another strategy like that. Now, the strategy that we all talking about is black people coming together. For most of my life, that was the strategy. Y'all agree or not, let me know. That's the strategy I was always taught. We got to come together. Now, this strategy has to have some pitfalls. If it took 150 years for us to still figure out why we having this problem, that's a hell of a strategy. And when I see that these secret societies have made a decree within military, political, and academic to keep a certain sect of them in power.
And entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I cannot go without us sitting down and having some real talk about this, because if we don't talk about what's coming, when it comes, we'll go into panic stage. And see, if you don't know what's coming, you're going to be in panic. And if you do know what's coming, your mind starts to strategically, and that's why I'm going to use my Bible scriptures on y'all. In your Bibles, all y'all who believe, y'all believe. Exodus 15:3 say, I am a man of war. That means supreme strategist. So to be studying the art of war and don't know what you in means you are a victim, casualty. And that's what we're trying to stop, casualties of war. Let's keep this conversation going, man. We're about to get deep. That's brother, all y'all. Now, my brother Caddy, I'm going to let you
Hey, you know, hey, one quick thing with the brother was going back to. Because the southern part of Illinois, right now, the people down there, they don't want to fuck with Chicago no more. They done already went out to legislators down there. It's like it's Springfield and some Carbondale and all them other places. We don't have nothing to do with Chicago. And that's been going on for some years now.
Brother Caddy, I'm going to let you respond. I'm going to ask you a question, too. Y'all remember the strategic plan in 72, the same time we so-called Black Power Movement. I told you, Region 5, the capital is Chicago. That's a fact. It's going to be a fact. It's going to stay a fact. Chicago is the capital of the new fifth order of this country. My order is four. It's Atlanta is the capital. Look at these two. All you got to do is look at the cities of the 10 regions that we told you is going to be the capital. That's why they taking it. The All-Star game is going to Denver. This is really loving this, because this shows you that the cult world is so at work. They know Chicago, New York, y'all just named those cities yourself earlier, and those are the capitals of the 72 when they made the government plan to take over the country under a state emergency. 10 regions would be brought into America, and their capital cities are in Texas. Got one thing is to start with a D, and the name Dallas. This shit is real, everybody. So let me ask you about that militarily. Does this look like a military strategy to you?
Well, it's a two component that's going on. Okay, for one, the migrant across the border, and let me just refer to my book, because everything in the book has been happening as far as migration. You having people that's coming across the border who are not who they say they are. And certain people or politicians are rushing to get certain people over and close it off, okay? And they're going to certain destinations, and they're getting funded money to stay in abandoned houses, abandoned buildings, or I would say unoccupied, meaning they sometimes become furnished. So everything is being set up in positions already, and that's why he was talking about the wall, you understand? But he's already like 8 years late.
Yeah, he late.
Wow.
No, he late. I'm going to say this to all y'all, because facts matter on this program. Now, I want y'all to know something. You said something earlier. I'm going to take another call. I got 661. I got 3364. I got 8879. I'm going to jump all y'all in shortly. Let me get to this point here, because it's good to have my brother back on. I mean, he's been on the program. He did like about, what, four or five shows with us, man, all up the top. Let me say this. If they bring in certain people in that they need to have, I'm looking at the Pearl movie again that's coming out. And it's like, I know we're going to live through this. If we don't die prematurely, we're going to be able to see this. They got people coming in. I want all y'all listen on the regions, especially the police who listen too. You know, once we tell the police not to come into our neighborhoods, because that's the agenda, they're going to stop coming because the policy is going to make them not want to take that job no more. See, they're making policies to make it where we don't want physical flesh police. We want AI police. And that's
really- And Minnesota's police population, a lot of the police up in Minnesota, from what I've been studying, has quit recently too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see the – yeah. Respond, let me take another caller. Y'all stay on the line. All I need y'all to do, y'all know the game. Y'all come on the line. I keep you on. Just keep yourself muted if you got to move around, cook, do whatever, jerk off, whatever the hell you do during them times that we got to hear you. Just mute yourself. All right, we're going to bring y'all in. I got 3364. I got 661. Welcome to the Helios.
What up,
hey,
my brothers and sisters? What up? You hear me?
Yeah, here you go. Go. You go.
Yes, sir, man. Speaking of what you just saying, man, about the microchip, they already got that, man. Once they got your DNA, and then what they do, they punch your number in your phone, and it makes you do all kind of crazy shit. But you're right, man. In Chicago, they got some shit talking about, I sent it to y'all, called Relax While You Relax While You Relax, and giving away free hackers if you got a shot, man. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, man. To see all this shit. And to my man Derek, I told y'all about words, anal lies, and me, what, anal is your ass, and the lies are false serve. So,
right.
I don't do no anal lies, man. But it's a fun time to be alive, man. I love to see all this bullshit happen. And you're right. What Pompey said, we in the middle of a live exercise, man. Okay, so this shit is real. Ain't no damn practicing no more. And then what? One more thing about you said the World Health Organization. Who? Dr. Seuss told y'all what he say. Horton, you gonna hear goddamn who? Okay, Horton, the who talking? Who? Then Dr. Seuss said that shit on the cartoon, man.
Yep.
Horton hears the who when they whisper shit in your ear.
Yep.
Remember that cartoon?
I'm listening, go. Yeah, you got it.
Yes, sir, man. But hey, it's for a time to be alive, man. And like you say, we at war. And the first thing you do, or the second thing you do, is learn how to defeat the enemy within. That's yourself. That's why when you go to a job, you be going to an interview, not no interview. You be into your interview. Look at it yourself. Mm. And so
the second, that's the interview.
And the second thing is that after you learn to control yourself, then you see your enemy. Okay, and most time the enemy is yourself. But most time, man, it's going to be a lie. We got the ass. And I just got into it with a redneck Fecklewood in the grocery store, man. I'm in line. You know me. I'm taking my time relaxing, you know, chit-chatting with the cashier. This old Fecklewood, about 80 years old, told me he in a hurry, ice cream in the mail. I said, bro, in a minute, when this son heat up, your ass in the mail, boy. Okay. So you heard to go to the graveyard. Y'all can't block the sun. I know how to cuss their ass out when I cuss them. You know what I'm saying? I tell the butt naked raw truth. They finna melt. When that sun kick up, bro, Bill Gates and them, they going to be like the Wizard of Oz when you say they melting. I don't work with them in the summertime, man. You should hear them devils crying, man. But anyway, I got some dogs barking, man. I'm mute myself. My next door neighbors, I got to hit them in the air with that bop gun in a minute to shut them up. But I'll let somebody talk, man. I don't want the dogs to be barking.
Hey, man,
right.
You said we're going to hit him with the bop gun. You said that a long time ago. That came out my own phone. Let me ask something. Let me connect with you on that one. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The energy is what's happening. Know thyself. That's the parable we started this whole thing with know thyself, because I can't know you better than yourself. And that interview thing is so deep, because that's right. You got to come within yourself during those interviews to really convince these energy forces that you are willing to be able to work for them. Let me ask someone else out there.
Oh, yeah, one more thing, man, one more thing.
Hit them up.
I was in Florida last week, man, and guess what they had on TV? They were trying to prepare y'all for the hurricane already, man. They trying to talk that shit up down there, man, in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Hurricane season. If y'all don't know about hurricane season, if y'all going to visit Florida and y'all are doing your summer break or softest break, whatever you want to call it, believe me, I don't know what they're going to plan, but these hurricanes, I just seen on last week, man, a typhoon hit the islands over there. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. So y'all be prepared for what's going on in Region 4 because the water is very important. In Georgia, you get your water from Florida. If you don't know that.
Yep. They arguing. And also, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, they arguing over the water, man. You're right.
They arguing over the water.
Right.
And also,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Glad you brought up a point. Another point you brought up about that Publix, everybody, Publix. Here in Florida, I went to Publix, and I did not have to wear a mask yesterday. Publix.
Oh, yeah,
in
one
Florida.
More thing, man, one more thing. They got their free shot. I told on another show that it was a brother at Walmart. I went to Walmart, and this brother was contemplating getting the shot. So he listened to me because I said, bro, please don't do it, man. You know, I broke it on down to him. At least
right.
the people that died. I ain't really break down the technology. I ain't want to get too deep for the brother because I don't know what level
right.
he at. So
right.
once I told him that, bro, man, he thanked me, man, and said, thank you, he appreciated it. And he hauled
that's
ass
right.
out of Walmart. Bro disappeared.
That's right.
So
that's what keep me going. What you just said.
Right. Because he was already hesitant anyway.
Shot. Yes, sir.
Three sisters
and my cousins, all of them took the shot. But they family. Anybody off the street, they listened to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We talking on the same game. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, just because I told you, you've been saying this a long time. We've been on a long time shows. You said that the microwave was going to Ray Fauntleroy. If you think about this, everybody, in order for 5G to work, it's already here. The 5G is working in South Beach. South Beach got 5G. Atlanta downtown got 5G. New York City, you're going to have 5G. When they come back
Chicago,
to New York City, 5G. Chicago got 5G first. Chicago got 5G first with the array of things. Nobody even knew about it. When I found out about that, man, I was nervous. I said, man, if they could do that to that great city, they made sure they watched the body function of human beings about 8, 9, 10 years ago. They had it in Chicago. That's how I met some of y'all brothers. And that's amazing because this is why Lori Lightfoot, listen to the name. I'm telling you, these people are about to get deep, so we're about to get even deeper. Because I want to ask y'all a question. Y'all heard Biden, when he was young, talk to the Justice Thomas. That's the white dude that put in. He said, you're going to have to rule on us putting brain chips, microchips in people to track their movement. This came out President Biden. Now, regardless of what you believe, what you may believe, fine, but somebody warning you about a futuristic event is what the Terminator
but
shit
was about. But that's why a lot of the governors now recently, we've been paying attention, the governors, some of the governors are pushing back on them vaccine passports.
Right. Now, those governors that's pushing back, y'all better start listening to them and find out what's going on because, again, you could be herded into these FEMA camps. Let me get 6661. Because y'all think they don't exist no more because y'all don't hear it on the news.
Hey, my brothers. How y'all doing today? You know, listening to what Biden said, you know, when people tell you what and how they think, always believe who they are and what they're thinking. And see, when you talked about, you know, back in the days when they made those movies and things like that, this has been the plan from the get-go because I've always talked about the isms. And if we look at every form of ism, whether it's capitalism, socialism, totalitarianism or whatever, it's a fact of thought. It's a movement that's
right.
been created by the Hegelian dialect.
Right.
So, you know, no matter what side, they're hitting us from every end. And listen to what Biden said, we're living some of those things today where we're headed, where they're talking about court packing and being able to change how the function of a republic that was built on so-called everybody being in. And that was Plato's republic. And they're going to modernize
right.
it. They're going to modernize that to the hilt. And then now, you know, they're coming out with these different laws, especially for the brothers up in Chicago with Lightfoot and they're pushing where they could go around mugging people. And if it's not over $300 or whatever, the police can't chase them. You know what I mean? And so who's to say how much you know that person has in their purse? You understand? So it's complete anarchy where They're just letting this system just fall apart while implementing new systems. Now you got
right.
Fauci.
That's part of the police reform bill. Governor Pritzker has just signed off what you talking about, bro.
Yeah, and now Fauci, the emails, he's tied to Wuhan, who doing general research function and all that, how he warned, like, you know, and then, you know, with the bat lady, was that bat girl that they were actually talking about, the lady with the bats and the experiments and all that?
That's right. That's
I mean,
Batman.
This, you got, it,
that's
it's
Batman.
A, that's Batman. It's Batman. So Fauci is Batman. You understand? So, hey, man, look at here. This thing is deeper than, this rabbit hole is real rabbit hole that Alice in Wonderland, all them talked about. We living in the hole, in that deep hole. So, I mean, oh, man, they're hitting us on a deep hole. And they're hitting us on every front, and it's going to complete anarchy. We getting ready to hit chaos and don't even know it. And,
well, hold on,
you know,
hold on.
Obama
they
told
know,
it.
Those of you in line, stay with them. I'm going to connect with you. We're going to stay with each other for a minute. Connection, order out of chaos, order of cyclone. All this is in their books. It's all on our dollar bill. It states that you have to have a chaotic event to bring in a new order. So they have already done it with the COVID-19 on this time. This is done many times, everybody. This ain't the first time this has been done. This has been done on perpetual cycles. And I want Brother Kwame, thank you for bringing that to the attention, because that's the astrological, as above, so below. Did y'all see how many blood moons we had this month?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And see, that was a time where each one of us on the line and those who are, that was a time to get within, like brother say, and I say, get within yourself and get in touch with your ancestors, because believe it or not, those are going to be the ones that fight the unseen battle in the unseen realm.
Do
you understand? They're doing rituals.
Battle of Anubis.
Yeah.
See, they don't know about the battle of Anubis. See, the dead
they don't
got
know.
To fight. That's why they call it the dead army. Netflix, y'all ain't see this. Thank you, Brother Black. Thank you, man. Thank y'all on the internet who always bring me so much information. Y'all connect to the facts that matter. I love that. They got a movie coming out, a few of them, about... I mean, just unbelievable stuff that we talk about on a regular is coming right to fruition. The Army of the Dead on Netflix. They paying people to fight the zombies. Now, these could be the people that Brother Sean Caddy said coming to the country. They could be the mercenary faction.
And don't leave out the next, this next phase of Marvel movies. Now these next Marvel movies, especially with this next Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, now they're going to be talking about the multiverses. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to your dreams. Learn how to control your dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey
Dreammaker. Now, we're getting closer to the half top of the hour. I got a commercial. I'm going to bring some female energy in here. We're about to get deep in this bad boy. Let me get a commercial in here, man, because, you know, till y'all tell me I ain't capitalist, I'm still a capitalist. See, I ain't going to lie to y'all. See, but see, it's good and evil in capitalism. I'm just trying to make it good. So we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to make it happen. Just so you don't think it's a lie while we take a quick break, you know, I try to tell you the same thing. I hate to tell y'all not to invest in something like this because, again, Elon Musk. See, we bring on what's going on in the world all around us. And Elon Musk, for them to be talking about, I'm going to connect all the connections. We just heard Biden say, Judge on the bench right now in his tenure, because he ain't dead. He ain't dead, and he's a Catholic Jesuit. He's a Catholic Jesuit. That's why I put that picture there so you know who sits on the Supreme Court, and they want to pack the court. Look what they're telling you, pack the court. Do y'all understand what that means? We're going to show you that they are not playing with you or us or we. If Elon Musk can make this, I'm only going to play 2 minutes while we take a quick break, because I want y'all to hear this, because all things are going to connect today. Biden says brain chip to justice in the back of the day, and now they're talking about this.
So what the beats you're hearing are real-time signals from the Neuralink in Gertrude's head. So this Neuralink connects to neurons that are in her snout. So whenever she snuffles around and touches something with her snout, that sends out neural spikes, which are detected here. All right, welcome to the Neuralink product demo. I'm really excited to show you what we've got. I think it's going to blow your mind. So I want to emphasize the purpose of Neuralink. Like, what's our goal? Our goal is to solve important spine and brain problems with a seamlessly implanted device. So you want to have a device that you can basically put in your head and feel and look totally normal, but it solves some important problem in your brain or spine. So going into the Neuralink architecture, what we've done over the past year is dramatically simplify the device. So we about a year ago, we had a device which had multiple parts, including a piece that it had to sort of sit behind your ear, and it was complex, and you wouldn't still look totally normal. You'd have a thing behind your ear. So we've simplified this to simply something that is about the size of a large coin, and it goes in your skull, replaces a piece of skull, and the wires then connect within a few centimeters or about an inch away from the device. And this is sort of what it looks like.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right, and you can now cash at me. See, that's how easy this shit is. At Drybones7. That's how easy. And guess what? It will be put to good use. Thank you so much. Let's get back to this program. We're about to bring some female energy in this. It's about to get deep. Y'all just heard Elon Musk. Elon Musk gave a conference on this. We're going to put it behind the air. We're going to cut the skull out and see if your kid is dumb. Like, you know, if some blacks got money now, if your kid is dumb, which, you know, ain't, you know, got something, and white folks know going to buy this up. They already told you their kids were dumb when they had to pay for the college scandal. That they had to put their kids in these prestigious colleges, but they were paying. So now they say, well, you know what? We got enough money to put the brain chip in my dumbass kid. Yeah. And you can give them and put them. How many languages we want, honey? 15 languages. Let's put in the brain chip. And then after that, but see, one thing AI said, which I don't think y'all heard, we're going to play that later on. It says, we are going to kill humanity. That's what they said over there in Saudi Arabia, where they got the great Sophia as a citizen of the world. Let's take this style. Let me go to 8079. Let's get some female energy in here. Let's do this thing.
Man, I ain't no female, man, but I'm going to talk anyway. Hey,
got the wrong. Man, how the hell you jumped on the line? Where's she?
Come on, man.
I
ain't no female. I'm all male, baby.
I got my brother-in-law. You know that? I thought Queen Shalene was on the line, but where's that?
Man. Just to let y'all know, man, the vote machine's been rigged since Dick Gregory ran for president, man. So you know what they can do now? That was back in 68, 69. They gave him all these them damn votes, man, and then they shut everything down because they realized somebody hit the wrong button. So every election is fucking rigged, man. Come on now.
Bro,
as far as people taking the shot for the COVID, whatever, man, Man, forget about that, because 5G is implemented, and the death rate don't went down. So 5G is alive and kicking. And every president that I can remember done talked about AI, but in a different way. From the one we got now to the one, the last one, to the black one, to the one before that. AI always been big, but they just put it in different. They just talk about it differently, man. And as far as these big fucking companies out here, they don't want to hire nobody, man. They want robots, so they ain't got to pay nobody. So that's a big game right there. Oh, come get $15 an hour, blase, blase this. They ain't trying to pay nobody. They're going to implement the robots just like we see on TV all the time, and that's going to be that. And they're going to pay people to do whatever until they start killing us off, man. So, hey, for white people that got money, they living on the ocean, man. They got big yachts and all that shit. They don't even live on land no more, man, because they know what's coming. You know? So, hey, man, this program is qualified.
Oh, man.
Teach everybody a lot.
Hold on. That's, bro, that's deep.
And all that.
They not even. So, hold on. I hope y'all listening. We got my brother here, brother online, D-Lo. I mean, think about what you just said. They living off land. The rich is buying. They're not even coming on land. They living in the water. And they must mean that water law must be ruling there if the rich is hanging out in the ocean. Man, that's
and, as far as Elon Musk, you got to remember the dude from Amazon. He said that he want to be known as the oldest living human being ever. So that's that post-humanoid shit that he's testing himself with to become the oldest living human being ever alive. Come on, man. You got to get robotic shit put in you to be the oldest human being ever. So he is staring in big time on who, I don't know right now. It ain't him.
Yeah.
But he might be a body snatcher, whatever, man. But through this program, I wish everybody in the world could listen to it and come together. But this shit is happening right in front of my face, and it don't take a brainiac to know that shit. This shit is here, and it's here to stay, man.
Hey, Bones. I got you. Go ahead. I heard you, brother. Go ahead. Go jump in.
Before we bring in the beautiful female energy for the balance, the G7 just met, and what they're coming up with, they all in agreement with Biden, and they're going to implement a 15% or more tax for different nations and different corporations and businesses.
Right.
And so they're in agreement, as Biden was, they're in agreement with him, and this is the point where it's going to create a collapse as far as economics, because every nation is not going to be able to survive this 15% tax, especially the little islands or whatever. So,
lockstep. All right. Yeah, go ahead, sister. 9927. I got you on the wrong one, but I still got the veto love, so go ahead.
Hey, hi, everyone. Representing Region 2. Shout out, much love to everyone on the panel and those to come and in the audience as well. I just want to let y'all know that we're all infected with nanoparticles. So, and if you watch any other movies or read any other books, they tell you that when they were killing people in these zombie movies, these people would come alive. You can accidentally kill someone and they'll come right back alive. They'll come alive. They didn't have to get bitten to become a zombie. So basically, lately, a lot of people, they put magnets to their bodies, vaccinated and non-vaccinated. So the vaccinated, they've been putting magnets been all over their bodies. They've been attracted to their bodies, all over face, arms, everything. So these are the vaccinated. Now, the non-vaccinated, if you want to test yourself out, see if anything is like around your chest or just in that area right there to see if the magnet would hit on your chest, because I see a video with a non-vaccinated person hasn't had no swab or anything, put a magnet to their chest, and they ain't had no heart surgery, they ain't got stuck there. So we're breathing in nanoparticles. We're breathing in these nanobots. Thing is, the nanobots are either not active, because we're the non-vaccinated nanobots are not active. Those that are not taking the vaccine, those nanobots are not active. So they have to have the lipid in order to get the nanobots that we're breathing in, eating, that's on our food, on our vegetables, everything, activated. So that's why they keep forcing, trying to give you $1 million and all this shit so that they can activate the nanobots that's inside your body. So we all infected. I mean, I don't know how long they're going to stay in there. We could probably detox it. Everybody detoxing now, you know, to keep their, you know, manage their bodies and everything. But we're infected. They've been spraying that shit over our head 24/7 in Buffalo, in every state, in every country. So this is their plan. And that's why they're telling you to get vaccinated, because they need you to get activated to mainframe. So when they do execute their little zombie, whatever, that way they got tracking devices, they can control the environment, they can send in their troops, and so on and so on. You have military that's stating, making videos stating that they're, now I'm not saying everybody in the military is smart, because you ain't got to be smart to shoot a fucking gun. You ain't got to be the most intelligent being on earth to shoot a fucking weapon in the streets. So you have some that's taking the vaccine because they believe they're going back to normal. When has the world been normal, y'all? Ain't shit in this motherfucker been normal. Nothing. You just got comfortable with the negative-ass shit that happens every day in the world. That's it. You just got comfortable with it. Because there ain't no such thing as a normal fucking world. Not at all. And if you sit up there and lie and say, oh, we were normal. Right. No, you weren't. No, you weren't normal at all. You just going with the flow. Pretending, acting. Uh-huh. You got to go to work to act, pretend, to follow the guidelines.
That's right.
Yes.
You got to go. Stay with me right there. You got to go to work. You know you get up because your sweat equity is your motivation now. You have to have brain sweat or whatever you do for a living. It's an activation of what has already been set for us to do. So if you get up to be a teacher, it was already set up for it. I love how you put it, like what we need to be right there. If you want to be anything, so you still infected with the part of what's going on in the world. And when you said about the nanoparticles, let's just be honest. I took a trip one time. They had chemtrailed every state, five states down. I've never seen nothing like it. It was every state was being chemtrailed at the same time. But I went, every state was one. I said, man, I ain't. And that is happening. And let's go with this nanotechnology. Let's stay with me, sister. Stay with me, because they don't realize what Elon Musk said.
The Musk
don't
realize.
Elon
Musk. I just want to iterate on Elon Musk.
I got you next, Wes.
Brother
West. Get it next. Okay. Go ahead, sister. Finish that point.
His children mother, his, you know, baby mama, came out and said that the world should accept the artificial intelligence because it is here to take care of you. You don't have to work anymore. You won't need any money. Now, this is what she's pushing. She's pushing the New World Order, and that they believe in communism. They're pushing the communists. She said communist is the way. I watched the video. I couldn't believe she was saying all of this, but that's exactly what came out of her mouth, that you should accept the artificial intelligence because it's supposed to save the world.
Okay. Okay.
What?
Hold on.
Hey, drop off.
Brother West, go ahead. Jump in.
Yes, sir. The follow-up on my sister's, it ain't communism. It's fascism where the corporation running shit. They faking y'all out. It's communism, socialism. It's fascism. Mm. But to follow what she said, all you got to see, if you got chips, just go to the airport and try and catch an airplane where they see that x-ray. Bro, I just went through the x-ray last week, man. I seen so many chips in me, more than damn laser tater chip, man. They say, what's wrong, bro?
Right.
I'm already chipped up.
Everybody.
I got more chips than lays, man.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bro, if that ain't a slogan, I see more chips than me than a bag of Lay's potato chips. That is off the chain right there. And again, y'all think we making this up. If you think we making this up, people for listening for the first time, just go in your Google. Your God is Google now anyway. Google it. You will see nanobots. Now, if you get deeper, you'll find Dr. Fauci. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. Y'all. Let's go to Mom, because you said something just about magnet. Me and you talked about this Magneto.
Magneto.
See, Magneto. Is why the magnet, because they knew, and Magneto was trying to save, he wasn't really bad, at the same time, but think about what you said. A magnet on your body is now gravitating on you. So if something's happening, if the magnet is on you, it can stay. Now, y'all take that test. It's all over YouTube. Check it out. Somebody got their, can somebody put themselves on mute?
Hey, that ain't me. Hey, drop on.
I know.
Can I say something else on that? They got, they light up like Uncle Fester. They can light up a light bulb, man. Cats that took the shot. They lighting up like Uncle Fester with a light bulb. Light up a light bulb.
Yeah, their cell phones can stick to their arms where they took the shot at. Their cell phones are sticking to their arms. I've never seen no shit like that. I watched that video of them testing out their bodies, the vaccine that's vaccinated, and now they say they regret everything that they've done because they should have accepted what people were telling them about the vaccine, because they weren't doing their due diligence on doing their research. Like everyone's telling you,
do your research.
But you grown. You grown.
We got to get everybody in the picture now. That's why I'm glad Brother Caddy said it and all y'all been saying it. Now, I'm gonna tell you something. There's two factions. Trump is supposed to be on one, but you have to realize that Trump actually gave the knowledge of warp speed. Then somehow they already had the vaccine prepared because it takes a long time. Now, I don't know. I'm just going to say it because facts matters. I told you, these species that we're dealing with, you don't know what they really are. Again, we're going to get deep. We're about to get real deep. Y'all have no idea.
That's right. Pfizer,
you have no idea. Who these, like Brother West said, Brother West used to say about the, he got on a blue tie, he got on a red tie. Biden, you know, how, I mean, who's to say that these ain't already droned out people, because they all in their 70s, everybody. 70, you know,
hey, drop off. Hey, look what the medicine they got, man. They got something called monoclonal, one clone. That's what they shooting people up with, monoclonal, one clone. Mono means one
go.
Clone is a, you know what a clone is.
That's right. There you go. Now, I'm going to say this, the warp speed and the having the vaccine ready already, already prepared, you're going to have to say what's really happening here. If they're going to save the Republic, we have to get deep. I hope y'all listening, white folks. What better group to clone that which is the one that was cloned from the beginning? So if you clone the beginning, guess what? What you gonna get? I'm listening. You gonna get this? What you gonna get the same? You gonna get another clone? So when we used to listen to this, I'm gonna go into some craziness. Of course, you know we love it. The clones of Dr. Funkenstein. See, make my body and give it a mind. So they already had this philosophy in everything that we already been talking about on this program. But right now we're gonna go through our stage. That's why they get for preparation for the blood moons. We're going to get celestial, y'all. We got to go into the heavens now, because I'm telling you. She said they spraying us from the sky. Have y'all noticed that the sun from this, what they've been spraying, anybody been on the beach? Because I have. Your skin, black folks, is burning up too. I got so suntan because something, it wasn't even hot. The sun is just outrageous. And so I'm telling people, I said, wait a minute, this is like, you know, black folks putting on suntan lotion. Oh, yes, they are. I'm talking about the islands.
Because
are putting
of the
on
sulfuric.
So we don't know what they spray.
It's because of the sulfuric contents that they spray in the air.
That's the point I'm making for you. That's the point I'm making for you. Because to validate your point, to connect with everybody, this is what they've been spraying. The chemical composition in this spray that they do on a regular basis is unknown. You can't even get the, you have to have people who says it, and then they get killed. People who got killed is the reason why we know. That's the part y'all ain't getting. See, the notice.
Hey, bro, they spray 660-something chemicals, man. 660.
Thank you. See, I knew y'all knew. I'm just saying, jump in, fit in, because we just need to know that y'all all on the same page with this. Because see, if they spray y'all to death, and 5G is being introduced, it's designed to activate what they shot in you for the COVID. Now the commission, we're going to keep this on this program, the commission already know who ain't taking it. So you know you on the list. I'm just making sure you understand what's going on.
Oh, yeah, up here in Erie County, up here in Buffalo, the Erie County executive came on and said, oh, we know who took the shot and we know who didn't take the shot. He said that like 3 weeks ago. He already know.
Validation. Now, and we in different regions. Now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we get ready to deal with second
basis. I'm telling you from facts. Now, this ain't me talking. I'm not telling you from me. Don't even listen to me. If your kids don't listen to you, Dad, you better take a look at this one. It says the hack attack, I already mentioned that, an economic, unstable, shock-prone world in which government weakens. They already said we're going to weaken governments through hacking. Then they're going to go to say criminals will thrive. Why do you think immigration ain't been stopped? They bringing in the criminals like they y'all. Did that watch to hear from Dr. Henry Clark? The criminals from Europe came over. Then what?
What happened here during the lockdown last year? They closed down the domestic violence courts down in the city of Chicago. Motherfuckers was getting their ass. It ain't funny, but people was getting. For one thing, you locked up in your house all day. Women was shooting, whooping up on their dude, and vice versa, and the kids was whooping up. I mean, it was created chaos, in other words.
Thank you.
Know what they're doing.
But here's
problem, the problem, reaction, solution equals confusion.
Now, here's but hold on. Hey. I'm going to finish this last part before we go to the hot pot. Y'all jump in when y'all finish when I hear it. It said after the corona, I'm going to show you what y'all just said is true. Criminals being let out. The brother just said from Chicago, if you have somebody, you ain't got a felony, they're hitting Asians. They're getting crazy people to hit the Asians on purpose. See, the Asians, the people who crazy, got the microchip already. So they got them to walk down Chinatown and just hit people. And then when they hit them, they let them release them because it's been staged. That's why they bring up the Asian bill. This shit about to get deep, y'all. But hold on. This is the last part. I'm going to let it go. It says, after we do this and dangerous innovations emerge, lockstep. This is what they said. Lockstep scenario, which we put out in 2012, will early be present. And the report ends with these words. Scenarios are medium through which great change cannot be just envisioned, but actualized. And it, unquote, it ends like that. Now, that's your Bible story, y'all. It says, you see, you don't know that you're dealing with the same book. It says, ye 12 tribes subdue the earth. We will use all means necessary. Ain't that in the Bible? We use all means necessary. Invasion, subversions, anything necessary. Killing of the firstborn, which we're doing now. And also in your invasion Bible that you forgot is an alien book because I told you, if you keep that equation out, you'll never see this. You'll never see
it. But you notice on the news now, they're showing the alien ships and stuff on the news and trying to make you make the decision, is it real or is it fake? But they're showing that actual alien technology on the news every day now.
Every day.
Hey, grab on.
Oh, jump in.
The alien technology, there's a reason why the Space Force, which is the sixth branch, all right, they're looking for something as a conversion because there's something out there and Elon Musk ships or whatever they get coming to keep coming down. I mentioned before, the Mars rover is really in the Sahara Desert. Okay, so then there's the inner world, which is like what you call your Wakandas, which is there's still life in there. There's still stuff. So this everything's going on in this world right now, focusing on things and they're setting a trend because if you got to look at this, Kamala Harris, how do we know she's not related to Obama? By the mere virtue of the storyline between them is the same.
Right.
How they came into play. We don't
right.
know who these people's fathers are. And the reason why I'm saying that because what took place June 6th, 1966, was the birth of 13 children who's supposed to have been fathered by Satan by 13 different women. Gave birth all at one time, June 6th. And if I'm correct.
Sound like the Boys from Brazil. That's like the Boys from Brazil movie. Go ahead, jump in. Keep going.
Well, But these people are in political positions. So if you look at from year 66 and look at now, then look at certain people around the world who are in positions, who have a background story that really cannot be explained, but they're in these positions. So this is like the children, the 13 children. And the problem I have with the Bible, like I said before, with the 12 tribes, is 13 tribes. Dinah is a child born unto Leah and unto Jacob, and her brother is Judah. And she is in Genesis chapter 34, so there's 13 tribes. So somebody is misleading us with the numbers.
Well, so you know, the book called The 13th Tribe, written by a rabbi, states to that too. It's a and remember, we got different names for these people. They're not the Ashkenaz and all this Sephardi. And then you find that they come from different regions, from different areas. But sex is the key to this, because you said birth. You said birth. That's why maybe Merkel, mm-hmm. Merkel could be Hitler's
daughter.
Child. Yeah, Hitler's daughter.
And how Lori Lightfoot and Barack Obama got the same birthday, August 4th.
Remember,
they just
13,
a year apart.
Remember, if it is 13 tribes.
Hey, and also Paul Mooney, 13, man. Paul Mooney's birthday was August 4th. 13
astronomy.
Yes, it was.
Okay, and, can I ask something else too? The thirteenth child, the daughter Dinah, was named after Ishtar. Ishtar is the daughter of Father Anu, who is one that is being worshipped as the moon demon deity, as Ishtar, Babylon, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. the original name of in Babylon was America, so they took it out. But you still got seven letters, and you still got the same description, which is the. Ishtar is really the Statue of Liberty with the seven horns. So it's actually right. in homage yeah. to the woman, and that's why they're putting her in positions now, because they know.
Well, let's make it plain. 357, baby. 357. That's what I'm going to say. For those of you know what I'm talking about, 357, and that's where you get what he just said. Just look it up. It's in there. I also want you to know that Statue of Liberty was from the Grand Orient Lodge of France. We're going to go into that,
mm-hmm.
how we all have French. We don't have French on here. We don't have everybody who came on here that spoke a language out of Africa or any of these other places was speaking French. Fez wearing French. And we're gonna get deep to that. See, everybody get hot up in here, so we're gonna make it happen. But let's go somewhere with this, because
Hey Bone.
I'm gonna let you go. The cult world is just when I finish this, the cult world is in everything. If you forget that
water.
If you forget that, you don't realize what's going on. If you don't know the cult world is in everything you do, then you really can't see. Let me get one call. He's been waiting for a long time. 7472. Jump in. Connect.
Whoa. This has been an interesting conversation. Hello, family. It's Brother Kwame down here on stolen land of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia. Been interesting listening to everybody share. But mm-hmm. what's coming from above, everybody Thursday, June 10th, is the solar, it's the ring of fire. The ring of fire is a very important time, because what's getting ready to kick off is that the sun between the moon is going to be between the sun and the earth for an eclipse. And it's going to reboot Turtle Island from the north all the way down the eastern coast. And so what we're having is, on this planet, is being rebooted. And the tool that we need to be using is a crystalline energy, the citrine. And what you can do with that is channel that energy of that reboot in being able to help yourselves and others that are now being infected. Because as above, so below. Yeah, man is challenging, and he's creating all of this, and he's dropping all these particles, but what we have to understand is that we are crystalline beings, and that when we use the mineral source of this planet, the crystals, because this is all technology is using, is crystalline in it, silica. This is what Silicon Valley makes all of this transmission possible, is because they're using the mineral energy. What we've got to understand is that we were able to use these tools once upon a time that they're attempting to use to destroy us. We can build ourselves back up. There's an excellent book by Ross Bend. It's called 5G 101, and he gives you the three things that is conducive in nature is chlorophyll, melanin, and crystal all have the same chemical makeup. And when we understand that we transmit and receive energy from the sun, moon, and the planets that are aligning, and from the earth, we have the weapon to fight the spiritual warfare that we're in. What we've got to learn and do is return to nature's resources, because they're building smart cities. They've already put you in an urban plantation where they put 1,000 of you in a square mile radius and control you by frequencies. So the thing of it is that we've got to take charge back and connect back to nature. We've got to build.
I just took some liquor
chlorophyll
this morning before the show.
Right, but we've got to build this overground rail, because what's over us is the Milky Way. And that galaxy is the G that they put in the Masonic between the compass and the square. That's the galaxy that we are in. And this solar system is in this galaxy in another position we haven't been in 26,000 years. We're activating an evolution moving from a carbon base to a silica base, moving from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus. When we begin to understand that the universe within us is the same as the universe outside of us, we have that oneness of power.
Wow. I'm loving it. That's you can't put it no better than what you did there. And also, Wednesday nights, you might hear Brother Kwame, definitely Brother Eddie, and also Sister Antoinette. Thursday nights, you might hear my sister, Kim Weston. Brother Ray, heard you back in the fold. Appreciate you coming back on, brother. Appreciate you. And all others who've been joining us and looking forward to having more conversation like this, because guess what? It is real what he's saying. Now, I'm going to ask you, brother, they doing a lot of DNA, like you said, the genome program, like you say. It's like whatever's on the earth, it's a spirit to look for the past and look for what's in the earth. Something's in the psyche. I don't know why, but it seems to be that it's something in the center of the earth that for us, because to me, and just my small mind of seeing things, it's got to be a lot of people spending big money on archaeology, going, digging in, going into major areas that takes money to go into to look up
right
these past relics. So let's just say they found something. What you found that might, this edge they looking for, so whatever on this planet looking for this edge of rulership, what do you think?
Hey, remember I told you about that black stone? I sent y'all about that black stone a couple months ago?
Yeah, right.
That's what's on that show, Debris.
That's what I'm saying. Is it something they found that could make this, like, you know, stone or something that's in the earth that they know is in the earth that gives them an edge? I mean, what do you think about that?
Within the earth is what you talking about, Shambhala. In the inner earth, there is a core sun, which is iron magma. That's the spinning that keeps the gravitational pull that keeps us on this planet. There's a sun above and there's a sun within. As above, so below. And the thing that we are looking at is that iron sun within the earth, everybody's blood has to have iron. Iron is
right.
the magnetic pull.
Now, I'm thinking, people have told me this. Now, I'm glad you brought up a conversation. I had a conversation with you. People are having all these biological, going hot, going cold. Iron is a major part of our body. And if you don't have good iron, y'all always feel cold. Always feeling cold. You got these dark rings around your eyes. Iron, and then you're not eating enough iron. I'm glad you brought that into effect, because iron is a mineral. And guess what?
Yes, sir.
If you don't get
it from
me,
periodic table symbol for iron is Fe. That means female. Fe. That's on the periodic table. That's what the element for iron on the table.
I'm gonna bring some more female energy here, because I've heard this from a lot of people. They cold. I got a 1877 up there. 77. Got your hand up.
Good morning. Good morning, Dry Bones. Good morning, everyone. Great show as usual. I want to just throw in some optimism, positivity for this new world order that they have brought in on us. Different states are showing rebellion. So what we have to do is prepare. We have to prepare to bond with the states that are against vaccination, making it volunteer, getting rid of the CDC guidelines, getting rid of the money that's coming in to keep these people at home instead of working to keep our economy a vital part of what makes America great. Because most worlds, most other countries are poor because the evil ones have went over there and destroyed their country. When you have poor communism, Marxist, socialist countries where there's only rich and poor, it's easy to collapse that country and make them robots. The United States has been very difficult because we are 50 countries within one state. So because of that, we have to take advantage. And our forefather was very smart in creating our Constitution to give the states the powers to run their country and be independent from the federal government if they shall want. It's still freely. You don't have to be under the federal government. If you don't take any money from the federal government, the states are independent. So what we have to do is we have to fight. We can't sit back and say, okay, they're going to come over and take over us and with the AI, and we got to get rid of the Republicans, Democrats. You know, we got to stop this phony race war. I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, racism doesn't exist, but it's not systemic. It's not. I've been in America's real estate business for a very, very long time.
Right on the money. I got to give you a prop. Right on the money. You grow it up. Yeah, I appreciate it. Keep talking.
That's right. And I appreciate you, brother, turning that brother away because see, that's another thing we have to do. He went in there and I saw somebody at Walgreens and I tried to talk him out of it. He didn't do it. He stayed there. You know, so I applaud you, but I'm not going to stop because when we stop trying to help educate, that's why this show is so important. We give up. You know, it's like, you know, we always watch these galactic wars. We are at war right now. So those of us that have the knowledge and understanding of what exactly is taking place, we cannot just sit by the sideline and say, okay, this is what they're going to do. We just got to get in line with it. We have to continue to be warriors because we will prevail because of the fact that the United States of America is one of the smallest countries has been in existence, but one of the most powerful. So there must be wonderful resources and wonderful energy in our country. So do not allow the media in China, who controls the media, who controls the athletes, they're saying they're going to take over America by 2035. Are we going to sit down and let communism come in? We're going to let a country take over us that don't give their country any rights and treat them like slaves? Because the media said that China's good, we have to start continuing to spread the word, invite people onto our show to educate. So I just feel that we can beat this. Don't get vaccinated. Keep your energy. I don't know if you guys know, there's a Red Cross, Blue Cross, is not taking any vaccinated blood because they can't use their plasma. Okay? So we should show this to people.
That's real.
CDC says it.
If you could pull that up, one of y'all could put it up on the phone because I cannot do it and put that. I want y'all to, if you heard this, I've seen it. It was sent to me. As I looked it up. White group of the Red Cross. They need people who did not have the vaccination because they can't transfer the plasma. So that's why they said, see, thank you, Buffalo. That's why they said, we know who ain't did it. That's actually a threat to tell you that we know. See, if they thought it was voluntary, they're mad at those of us who did not take a bunch of that quickly so you don't get this twisted. So they already preparing because our plasma, think about it. If some of y'all got the blood they want. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You better understand that. You better understand what you're talking about.
Meanwhile, man, let me shut up.
Yeah. And so the Red Cross, think about the symbol. The Red Cross is the one that is bringing the new order of DNA. They are the Holy Cross.
Hey, hey, you're right, man. I'm just looking it up right now. Y'all right on the money, man. She right on the money. Y'all right on the money. I'll send it to y'all.
Here you go. There you go. CDC does not want certain plasma. Now, if you tell your family members this shit, they going to laugh you off. And have, oh, motherfucker, that's crazy shit. Yeah, give him some more drink. He'll be all right. But see, this ain't that program. But see, facts matters, and that's why they're scared. Even the black people that we have friends that fit for years, especially the college-educated ones, we love you. But, man, if you telling me that we're going to benefit from something, that's what you're dealing with, these psychics. Psycho, the isms, got a degree. They got bachelor's degrees. They got master's degrees. I experienced all that with family. I'm happy for you, but if you don't realize what you just experienced with Harry Potter, you just did a whole thing. You're the inter-apprentice. See, that's why Trump was humble. He was the apprentice. He brought all. Where's the people that was? Where's the lady? The one, you know, the one, the Haitian one. The one he gave all, you know, put her in. They had to put her in. Think she killed, what, Duncan? They say she might have tried to kill the actor Duncan and shit. This is how deep this shit is. That's why if you get the Gerald Ford up for y'all, you understand what I'm saying. The man said, this is a white man. Gerald Ford said, if we get a female president, it's over for probably getting power. That's what he told a group of six-year-olds, which is symbolic. Look it up. Look it up. Gerald Ford. And I have black folks that didn't mean nothing. That's because you know they're called for. You so dumb. And
yeah, he wasn't taught about Hillary Clinton neither.
No. He said it had to be a president that was going to die. Now, I said a president going to die. A better president died than Biden. I ain't
but also.
Him, so don't get it twisted, radio.
But he told you that because any president voted or elected in a 0 year has died or been attempted assassination, and Biden was elected in what, 2020? So he's a 0 year part of the Tecumseh curse.
There you go.
That said that any president that was elected in a 0 year would die in office.
There you go. And what better president? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. It has nothing to do with me. So just look carefully how this is going to sound. He warned you himself. He called her President Kamala. This was in the early
70s.
Hey, no, what's up?
What year did Reagan, that assassination Temple Reagan happen? Was that in 80 or 81?
He was elected
when he
in
got
80,
shot by Hinckley.
That assassination, right. That was assassination attempt. Bush was
Hinckley.
Attempted assassination.
It's 80. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 1980. That's getting a zero. He right. That's the Coleman curse, man. That's it for real, bro. So Biden liable to fall out in the day. He might be already dead. That's a clone.
But this is what
but hold on. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Warfare.
He gave you the symbols. Now, he gave you, let's be honest. Biden told y'all, we played the tape here on this show. He said Kamala Harris, President Harris, and he corrected himself. So he already... They can't trust the real Biden on TV, y'all. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just look at the bloopers. So I'm just going along with this prophecy that people try to say is, you know, oh, it's ridiculous, but I prove it wrong then. Tell me where you've seen a president at this time ever most likely to either die of old age, Alzheimer's, or some type of shit because he ain't cognitively correct. Now, if he is, he might have a brain chip already. That's the only thing I
can. Hey, they already gave him a lobotomy, man. They already gave him a lobotomy a couple of years ago when they said he had brain cancer or something, like his son Bo.
Yeah,
so they've already been getting some shit to his brain.
And you just heard, going to the brain. I'm not making this up. Y'all heard it yourselves. The technology is there. I would suggest y'all are true investors. If you invest for real and really trying to get somewhere with this thing, besides real estate and gold, silver, you tech-minded people, those of you out there listening, my kids, all the tech-minded people, you could cash in because he gave you this company. It ain't out on the market. I ain't going to say it again. He gave a company to look at if you want to invest a couple thousand dollars because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Even if we like it or not on this program, it's going to happen.
West gave the periodical chart when he said the FE dealing with the female, but we got to understand we're dealing with AI. But when you look at the periodical chart, AU is what? Gold.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That hit me right there. That's what I'm talking
about. And that's in the first two letters of the word August. Huh.
Yeah, but it's all you, and you just abbreviation for all you, because what do we take to increase the frequency in the body and the mind and spirit? Take monatomic gold.
Right.
This is what the ancestors used when they wanted to up their frequencies. They ingested monatomic gold. Mm-hmm. We
all those monatomic elements, we can take gold, silver, platinum, like I said, zinc, all that stuff.
Copper, iron is in our blood.
And you need it.
Copper. Yep.
Copper.
Right.
You need trace minerals. You need trace minerals. Hey, all I'm saying is it's out there for those of you who seek it out. But you got to find a company that's going to be some authentic, advocate what they actually say it's going to be. There's a lot of people, you look at all the, if you go to all the prepper shows or prepper anything, any prepper who knows what I'm talking about, you better have a little supply, especially hurricane season, better get ready. You got to have some of these elements on you. So in case food is shortage, you better eat certain things and you need minerals. You're not going to get the deficiency. And that's where your iron deficiency come in, what breaks down the whole body. Your eyes become like you got beat up and shot. You'd be a raccoon. And so don't put on no eyelashes with that shit because you will look terrible. So I'm just telling you straight up that iron deficiency is one of the number of things happen to people in America. And that was what they knew because, again, let's go back to where we're talking because y'all saying all this that we always talk about. If the DNA is done,
monatomic gold is in the Bible. Gold is in the Bible in Exodus 32:20.
Yeah.
And it tells them where children of Israel was given that, and it was in a powdered form, and it was they were told to take that for their body, I guess, to, keep their health up.
Some people say manna from heaven. These manna from heaven manifestational terminologies are all allegorical.
But what we're saying is, hold on.
Somebody can know it. No, you hit it on no. I mean, our bodies are there. But if you want to call it, I'm gonna let me get his call in because he's been holding for a long time. Jump on the line, y'all. We still got 15 minutes, but I got to get hot. I'm gonna bottle some gas. 1-1-3-0-0-1-3-0-0.
Yeah, what's going on, Drive On? What's going on, family? What's going on, Drive On Family Connection? We right on top of this thing. Technocracy is definitely in effect. It's in effect financially in our financial systems, our healthcare systems, and they definitely implementing Agenda 21 to the full extent. But real quick, bro, right now your way, they got a great movie on Netflix called The Startup, and it's made right in Dade County, and it's showing you how this cryptocurrency is out there and how they're using the technology to basically control politicians, to control everything. It's a series, bro. Actually, it's got like 3 seasons. I was just scanning through it and I came across it. Also, family, get you some foreign currencies. I'm telling you, because we're at a currency war right now, and this is what they're not telling people. Remember, y'all, about 5-6 years ago, Bitcoin was the enemy to the bank and the Fed and the Federal Reserve Central Bank. So right now, man, this thing is wide open right now. I'm just telling us we got to get the gold and the silver and get you some tangibles, man, some land and, hey, just it, like the brother and the sisters were talking about how the minerals come out of the ground. We're definitely in the middle of a technology war. Also, you know what's going on in Israel and Palestine and Hamas, and also with the Mossad. What they call them, the Israel equivalency of the CIA. What they call them, Mossad. Yeah, I can never say that word. Mossad. Iran, the last 3 years, Iran's going to get ready to implement their currency and go into the currency of baskets, like I was explaining, through the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Yeah, they're going to get ready to bring them back online as a world reserve currency. So the last week or so, Orion's oil reserves have been blowing up. Also, Iran's also had a one of their biggest military carriers caught on fire just out of the blue. And all this stuff is just catching on fire. Come to find out, allegedly, the U.S. a couple of years ago sold old BB and his boys, if anybody know who I'm talking about. He's the prime minister for Israel.
Prime minister.
Bibi Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Bibi not yet.
Netanyahu.
No to you, too. No to you, too. Hey, one thing y'all better
so what's been happening, bro, stuff has been catching on fire. And,
Go ahead. Go ahead, finish. Yeah, I'm going to let it finish. Go ahead. Some lead.
Yeah,
and,
but,
that box gun, the space gun. Y'all better get
that box gun. Yeah, you need that for sure. But what's happening is, just to kind of bring it on home, allegedly the U.S., we sold them, we sold Israel and the Mozar, I can never say that word again, the Mossad, we sold them a laser that can knock a quarter out your hand from a mile away. And it's an invisible laser gun.
That,
yeah, that's what he said it, the bop gun, right. So they're trying to, they're basically trying to tear down the infrastructure to keep this currency from coming online, because Iran been using cryptocurrencies for the last 5 years because they had so many economic sanctions on them. So this thing's going to get big, bro. We in the middle of it. I don't know if we got to stop playing with our loved ones.
The cryptocurrency convention is right now in Miami. Right now. Right
Whoa.
Now. In Miami.
Go look at that movie, family. It's called Startup. Go look at that movie. It's called, it's a series. It's called Startup. It's on Netflix. I mean, it's going to blow your mind how they're using technology.
There
you go.
Michael Slayer said that
go ahead,
Bitcoin is the people coin, and that this coin is going to have everybody in the world rich. And this is what they said. And then a lot of things, now that other countries are starting to adopt it by saying that they're going to use this as their currency. I forgot which, I don't know if it was Bolivia or one of them countries, or Venezuela, one of them
Venezuela.
I think it was. Is
Venezuela too.
Cryptocurrency for their Bitcoin, for their money now. So I want to iterate on this. And Warren Buffett is building a nuclear plant. Now, wait a minute. Bill Gates, the main person that said carbon was killing everybody, is building a nuclear plant in Wyoming. Him and Warren Buffett.
Sure is. And that's right there, drive on, I'm going to bring on home with that sister. Think about it. If you own a technology or you own a digital currency that can control people and make people be totally obedient to your vaccine passports or your social credit score, and once I take all the monetization out of all the currencies and I'm putting everything digitally, I got you totally under my subjection. I got you totally under my control. You can't go nowhere, buy nothing. You can't even pay your bills. You can no longer exist unless you do what we tell you to do. That's because we own and control everything.
Everything we talk about on here basically be backed up with facts. So we ain't just running. This is what the brother said. They hate cryptocurrency. Found a clip that folk go for it. This is what they said. Y'all, they love it. Y'all better listen carefully to these people.
Bitcoin is something that you've been interested in and supportive of. In fact, one can pay for a tour on Virgin Galactic up to the moon with Bitcoin. I think the Winklevoss twins have said that they would do exactly that. Do you think this is a currency that's really going to work eventually?
Well, I think it is working.
There will be other currencies like it that may be even better. But in the meantime, there's a big industry around Bitcoin. You know, people have made fortunes out of Bitcoin. Some people have lost money out of Bitcoin.
Why was it important for you to give it sort of that stamp of approval, that endorsement, by saying to the Wicked Lost Twins, yes, you can pay for the ride of Bitcoin?
Because I'm not foolish. I mean, if people have got lots of Bitcoins and they want to go to space, I'd much rather they spent that money on our spaceship. Whether I keep this Bitcoins is another matter. But I'd much rather they spent that money on a Virgin Galactic spaceship than on, you know, Elon will be sending people to space one day on Elon's spaceship. So we'll grab the money while it's there.
Market economy will control its own interest rates. Guaranteed. It did before the Feds arrived, and it will after they're gone. And whether or not the Libertarian Party or someone else abolishes the Fed, it's a moot point. Because cryptocurrency is coming. I promise you. It may or may not be Bitcoin. It may be something else, but it is coming. It is like the Pandora's box that has been opened. You will never get that idea back in the box. And when it comes, the Fed will disappear. The paper money will be gone, and the world will be in crisis for a while. It's the absolute truth. Governments will not be able to collect income taxes because there will be no record of any income for anybody. It will be a very, very strange state of affairs, but it is coming. And when it does, shortly thereafter, there will be no Fed. It cannot exist in the world of cyber currency. I mean, we're in the world of digital transactions and the digital glue that holds everything together. Do you think that paper money or a gold standard has any meaning whatsoever in that world? It does not.
I want to ask you, which of the areas in technology right now are you most intrigued about from an investment perspective?
Okay, well, I think it's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin?
I think it's Bitcoin because I think Bitcoin really has the potential to, it and other virtual currencies have the potential to transform the world pretty much the way the internet did way back when. It's a way of all fun.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to go, John, we got 4 minutes, high noon, those might jump off, jump on the 9 now before they cut off, and we're going to go there. Go ahead, I hear you.
Yeah, but Bill Gates and Buffett chose Wyoming specifically, not for the coal, because Wyoming is 92% white.
That's where Cheney at too, ain't it? That's where Cheney
that's not
at,
a surprise.
Right? For the man with all them hearts.
And you know Warren Buffett is there, the founder of NIH, Dr. Fauci. Not only are they the founders of NIH, they're the founders of Wuhan Lab, any lab across the whole entire world. If you look it up, they got their hands in it. Fauci is the scapegoat. So if he goes down, he's getting blamed for everything.
Hold on. You ain't got to worry about it. It's designed to fall, regardless if you believe it or not. It's designed to fall. You heard it say it. It says you can't exist in a digital currency. They got no record of it. Y'all heard it yourself. They got no record. So what are they planning is the question. And is this making sense to any of you that they're going to use digital currency? What do they have to do to make that happen? To make us believe what we believe now. But
they
probably
see
the land. Won't be no free land then, because they would
crash the dollar, man.
You have no record.
All you got to do is crash the dollar, saying that money got
right, but what they what
their
crediting
in.
People. Right, but what their
they
currency
doing it now.
Is
they doing
your
it now.
Behavior.
They are crashing the dollar.
But it's
what
your behavior.
Think about it, bro. Think about it. You got the power of infinite digital currency that's able to cross borders undetected. That's diabolical.
Yeah.
You can buy anything in any country through the black web.
We got the power right there, and right between our left ear and our right ear. You know how to use it, the currency. From the sun.
Now, that's true. Now, my thing for y'all who listening out there in the real world, now, this is, in Miami as we speak, just go and Google Miami
Bitcoin. You're going to see the news report. Everybody's here. Everybody's here, as always. So
everybody.
Don't go.
Everybody.
Don't even go. Don't go on the beach today. You will have traffic like you've never
it's
seen before.
It's a lot of young people
investing
in
tell you
cryptocurrency. They're mining it on
all
their
the rappers.
Computers.
All the rappers. Are y'all the football players?
They're,
the rappers.
It's only a
players. Well,
rappers
a look
are just
table.
Now
what?
Getting into it. I be on the club. I be in the clubhouse with the cryptocurrency billionaires and millionaires, and the rappers are not Jay-Z and them because they already been involved. I'm talking about the other rappers. These other rappers are starting to get into it. Didn't even know anything about cryptocurrency. He had his boy just put him on. So they just putting these rappers on that don't know. That's just totally into rap. They starting to
right.
let them know that this is the way, and this is how you're gonna
make
more money.
Hey,
Curtis Jackson always had
that's
some crypto. What his name? 50 Cent. He always had some
50
crypto,
cent.
Man.
50 Cent. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Curtis Jackson.
It's like
think
a
about it. You got
like
the power. You got the power. You got
the
power.
Wherever everybody's going left, you should go in the opposite direction. I'm telling you. When I see people, everybody jump on the bag and working like that, that's telling me run the opposite way.
Hey bro,
I
you absolutely
say that. I
watch everybody go left, I get in the right lane, man. Even on the express lane.
Right.
That's how I
right.
right.
What we have to do is like drive on say, make this a capitalization moment and get the gold and silver and the precious metals, because without metals you'd have no technology. So if you're the person that controls the infrastructure of the technology, or you're somebody who has bought in or invested into that market, you can be one of the – you can come out of this thing on top, like drive on safe. He's a capitalist. So that's what we have
right.
to
hey,
do. What the brother is saying, yeah, go the opposite way, but at the same time, grab that bag before you go.
You know the number
right.
one
commodity is, what we're looking at.
You know the
can I say something?
It's your brain. It's your brain.
Hold on,
brain.
Hold on.
That's no more commodity. Once they got your mind, they got your ass.
Hold on. After brother call me. You go, sister.
Yeah,
go,
but
sister,
what
go.
I'm saying
go,
is,
sister.
We got
the sun
is being so intense. If we knowing the sun is being intense and the sun can knock out all of these power grids, what happens to crypto when the electric switch is cut off?
It goes down.
With you. That's my point.
That's right.
That's why Elon Musk, brother Kwame, is telling everybody to invest into solar renewable energy, because that
right.
way you can
right.
power your own dreams and investments.
Hey, that's
right.
why
hold on.
You say 357.
Hold on, hold on.
I go 369 Tesla.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all been talking. Give everybody. Go ahead, sis. I'm gonna let you jump in. We got a lot of people talking.
I was watching a business station, and it was this stock man had a lot of experience, and he said that a lot of people think that they should run to Bitcoin. He says he's not sure about Bitcoin. You have to sit and be patient and watch how Bitcoin handles when the market crashes, when the houses crash, when the stocks crash, then you can determine who survives the next cycle that we're going to go through economically.
Right.
And then you can see, spread your money all over
sense.
The place, different,
sense.
In different
that
avenues
sense.
Instead of,
that makes sense.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Wu-Tang said diversify your bond.
Right. It makes
hey,
sense.
One quick point. No, I was just going to say one quick point when we're talking about the precious metals, so within, so without. Now we're talking about investing in precious metals. What about investing those precious metals in terms of fortifying your body, building up your, we're talking about building up your portfolio. What about the portfolio inside of you? The gold, the silver, the copper, the zinc, everything. That's where I'm coming from, you know.
Totally agree.
That's made up, because I know that they ain't making this up. The gods of Egypt, the Disney movie, you see when they bought swords in them, but now go. They let you know that's much what we talking about, because antibiotic gold. This is not nothing new, everybody. This stuff been out for a long time. We have not jumped on this game of fitness stuff. It's out there. You order online. It's a little expensive to get the best one. You can get what you're supposed to get, but this is know thyself. If you got deficiencies like brother said, there's going to be another way, because if you keep thinking you're going to go to the doctor, here's what we know we're going to start doing this.
Right. Or Walgreens, or CVS.
You better be careful where you're going now, because if you think that they ain't going to get sick with the medicine in a minute, because they're going to get sick, they can't go to the medicine. And so they say, if they don't get this, you can't get your prescription.
You're breaking up real bad, man.
In Bitcoin.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, plus y'all better learn what kind of herbs and shit growing in your yard and in your backyard and your woods. That's what y'all better do. Let you find out what kind of herbs and shit and grass y'all got in y'all yard.
Hold on. And you're right. That's why they have some plan. Something they can go to now. Again, I'm just going to say this to all y'all. Get y'all on one page. Those on the line, we got many on the line still with us. We're going to just keep it mute until...
I just want to suggest something. I suggest that we should not be afraid of the crypto, even though, you know, the crypt vault. We should balance ourselves to have some of this and still nature, because we know nature is a part of us. But we still need to involve ourselves in this cryptocurrency and learn about it, because they're pushing this agenda on us, and people are going to go. It's gonna flow. It's working.
Or are they pushing it on the younger people?
Right.
Yeah.
And they're passing
the main one.
And it's working. So that's not. We don't look at it as being totally evil. Just we got to balance ourselves here.
You absolutely. Oh, y'all so right. I mean, there's no way to say y'all wrong.
You're breaking up,
Bones,
man.
Hold on.
You're breaking up,
bad,
bro.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm going to try to use another. But let's just say this, if you can't hear me. Right? And let's talk about that. The cryptocurrency, I have some. Ain't got shit, but it was Litecoin. But it may grow. You got to watch. It's a strange concept. Is coming to be fruition, but any of you online, I know that if we live 20 years from now, you could stay 25 years, just go that from us, you're going to see this. So say, for instance, you're not thinking about your 401ks. It's a question now, should we jump out these jobs to get the maximum before they take everything? You're going to be brought up in the next 2 years.
Right.
Mark my words.
Right.
Because the question is, should I keep a job?
My fearful endeavor is all this shit run off of electricity. So they're going to need some people like me to pull this wire and hook this shit up. So my job will always be there.
Yep.
Okay, we need electricians, man. So to run all that Bitcoin and all this damn internet shit, you need any terabytes.
Yep.
So they need electricity. So I'm good, man. I can work till I'm 100.
Grab on. Like Brother West say.
Nuclear plant is energy. Huh?
I say like Brother West say, you sure got to have the energy to run that Bitcoin. That's the big thing about what they invest in, the renewables. That's why Elon Musk had pulled out of Bitcoin and called Bitcoin to crash a couple of weeks ago, because he was like, yo, this thing take a lot of energy, and y'all going to be consuming too much of crude oil energy. So we're going to need y'all to convert over to renewables like solar energy, wind turbines, and stuff like that. So the thing is, what Brother West said, you got to have energy source, and that's in order to have energy source, you got to have metal. You got to have copper. You got to have nickel. You got to have cobalt. You got to have all of this stuff to work in conjunction with the energy.
And you got to have light.
How many people on this phone knows how to mine? Literally, not cryptocurrency, just literally mine. Like go into mountains. None of us do. None of us. Right?
All you got to do is use your mind.
That's something very important.
Hey, my sister. The information out there. Use your mind and learn how to mine. You can do the damn thing you want to.
No, she's
so tell the sister I know how to mine crystals, because I've been mining crystals for almost 20 years.
Okay, all right. See, we got a miner.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, we're in the information age.
We
now,
have
baby.
To teach each
you
other.
Why not
this,
do
though.
Anything you want to?
We have
I'll
to teach each other.
I'll
we have
I mean,
to network.
To
okay,
work
hold
in
on,
Africa,
hold on, hold on.
In Africa, we got miners no, over there, right? And who's we know that China has been took over the gold and stuff over there with the Africans.
Hold
but
on.
We need to network.
Now, that's what I want you
to
learn.
How
I want
to mine.
Go there. Go there.
Gold and silver.
It's called,
and
rare, it's called rare earth metals. It's called rare earth metals. I'm glad y'all brought it to the galactic now. Because how would they know? Whatever species, black, groups, how would a group know that they need coton? They need this new rare metals that bring to 5G, how would they know what to do? Obviously, crystal is science. But when I talk about what we talk about, I want something different now. I want somebody to know when you spend big dollars, billions, to dig to the earth, boring, going deep as you can to find these metals, these type of things, and some of them come up with those. You know, that's called excavation and archaeology. Those people there. We don't even talk about that much. I'm glad we're doing it on this program right now because
do you have a battery operated headpiece on? Do you have a battery operated headpiece on? Because you're breaking up real bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put it on my phone. Okay, what we're gonna do? I'm gonna change up again. Hold on.
Yeah, you need to deal with Tesla, man. 369, damn 357, 369, Tesla.
There
we go. Okay. I would put you on that one.
Hey, but them Russians, them Chinese, they in that movie. They in that movie, family, on Netflix called The Startup. It's called Startup. They got the Russians, the Chinese, right in Miami, right now. They showing this stuff.
Yeah.
They giving you warnings with this. With this series, y'all got to go watch it, man. It's off the chain. It's called The Startup on Netflix.
But let's go there. Because the way the people are coming out as if
we can do these things.
I don't have a problem with that.
But
I'm talking about the big boards are actually
billions
of dollars
to go
look for the mommies.
Go look
for the temples.
They spending
all this money. So if they found some records
that
may tell them that you go here and
we got the
Infinity Stone,
how do we know
that ain't real?
Thanos.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it clearly.
Shabaka
Stone, too. Shabaka Stone.
I'm seeing it. Right.
The Shabaka Stone.
They got that.
They got
a meteorite stone that is a knife
that
Horus had.
Was made
for meteorite.
Now, if they got this type of technology,
which obviously they found,
America
is
the new
Egypt.
Why wouldn't America
be the ones
with all this?
They gave Israel
the
laser
to do what
they're doing.
They burnt
all of California up.
With a laser.
What does every laser need to make it a laser? You got
diamonds. They need diamonds.
Hey, you heard
diamonds are forever.
That same direct energy they use in Cuba, they use it outside the White House now.
That's right. Now this is real stuff.
And y'all used to say the targeted community.
I used to come on the program a long time ago.
And they said they were getting frequencies, and we thought they were crazy.
But no, they weren't.
They would shoot a frequency.
That's right. Elvira Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale.
She was livid about it.
And a lot of people didn't think it was true.
Even had me skeptical.
But guess what?
She was
on point. God bless her. Rest her soul. To the stars.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it going.
Don't tell people you got it, dude.
You send me that thing. I send it to people.
Don't tell people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep that quiet. Just say Bob gun. If they don't know where to get the Bob gun from, then they better learn. We ain't playing. It's a real thing.
Now, yeah, let's get y'all out. The technology is out there on the ship. They got them on the ship.
They got them on the ship.
Fire those weapons off the ship. The Navy does that. So
now that's ancient.
They just sunk that one the largest naval ship. So if they sunk that and gave the weapon that was on there to Israel, that's what they've been using.
That's what they've been using.
With burning California down and all that stuff.
That's right. That's right. They've been practicing. They practice on California. Y'all better look it up. Don't believe me. They practice in California. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You know the Kobe Bryant thing? When he got killed in a helicopter that's supposed to go through fog? Ain't no autopsy of the plane. You ain't heard nothing about the helicopter. What caused? What he hit? I'm telling you.
Right.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods' car went out of control. The computer took his car. I know you don't want to believe me,
but
it's no tire marks. The man didn't even know. It was just unbelievable. They thought he was going to kill him. I don't know what he did to, but that's real shit.
But the psychological thing about that Tiger Woods accident, remember, next day, right after that accident, he signed a $1 million contract with a video game company the next day.
They also hit that young lady, a soccer tennis player. Soon as she won that damn tournament, her first one, that's when they started hitting under the head with that box, and she talked.
Yep, she said,
that's what they do. I know that what they do. They don't hit it in the head with the box, man.
That's right. It's just so strange. And her family is mixed. A black brother. I think he's Haitian or something.
Haitian and Japanese, man. Japanese.
Yeah. You see, she's very beautiful.
She beat Serena.
Now Serena is biracial too. But see, we don't like to jump on these celebrities who are like fighting for our people, but they married to high level. White people. Even your great...
Yeah, they got Serena, man. Hey.
Vice president.
They got Serena and Venus, man. So when I saw them at the tennis court, when I saw Serena and Venus at the tennis court in the 80s when they first came out, in Palm Beach, you know them niggas wouldn't speak to me up in the middle of the tennis court. They walk out there, they wouldn't even look at me, man. So I know they got Serena and Venus. They got their ass with the bob gun. They wouldn't even recognize me and say, hey, man.
And they stay in Florida.
On that movie, sister, Dry Bones and my sister, on that movie, I'm telling y'all about that, they filmed in Miami. I mean, it's fresh. It's been out about 2 years. They got the Haitians in this movie, too, and showing you how the Haitians are ready to fight for what they believe in. And that's one thing I respect about my Haitian brothers and sisters. I know we got some other stuff going on with France and all of that. But one thing, they were the only people who defeated the military of the British, the dang on French, and the Spaniards all in one time, whooping ass with their boot on.
Okay. Now, let's go there. Now, hold on. Let's go there.
People thinking boot on evil, man.
No, it's not
even. We use it on each other.
You're right.
Control the matrix, and the matrix work for me instead of the matrix control me. That's boot on. That's really with the universe. And once y'all
right.
learn how to do that, they can't touch you, man. You be like,
yeah, and they was military.
They can't touch me, man.
They won the war.
The
Voodoo won the war. Hold on, let's bring this up. Because we said earlier, Habdus Sabo, LaSalle, you were black people, supposed to be Haitians.
I got documents
showing the Haitians became mercenaries for the British. Worked for them and for the French. So they knew they could fight. They knew they could fight. New Orleans. Who do you think they brought in to help fight?
Correct.
Okay, let's get real here. Let's talk real history. Let's talk real history right now. Okay, if the Vodou was working with the Grand Orient, the Grand Orient Lodge, why the Dominican Republic, which is so black and right next to them, which is Hispaniola, let's talk. Who was the first one to bring slavery to the Western Hemisphere? According to our, ain't they the Spanish?
Spain.
Spain. So how come we don't never talk about reparations for Spain?
Right.
Because we don't know
too, man. You got to go watch the movie, man. They got the Cubans in and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. I know what you're saying. I just want to get the history part so we don't get confused because we try to make everything a black and white thing. But the Haitians was working with the British during the Revolutionary War.
How
we don't explain that?
Wow.
It ain't black or white. It's wrong or right. It's wrong or right now.
There you go. We got to get all the facts. All the facts got to get in this.
Polarity, energy, not color.
That's right.
The media trying to tell you color, but it's really energy and frequencies.
And they got frequencies in Haiti. They got frequencies in Haiti.
That's right.
And y'all know we had a good relationship with our Haitian brothers here. They've been on the show many times. But they know the connection between Louisiana. It's part of Haiti and Spain and France. That's the Haitian shit in France.
Louisiana Purchase, the Louisiana Purchase, for sure.
For sure. So we can't leave out the Haitians because in history, they were double agents. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the facts. Y'all know you don't want to hear that, but that's the facts.
Right.
They were double agents.
Right.
So think about it.
A black man
could go and go find Chicago, go find St. Louis. They on the
right.
Charters. Come
right.
on, man. Sound like some football. Come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, Bill Cosby played a spy in one of his first TV shows, I Spy.
I Spy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
Once y'all learn how to control the Matrix and don't let the Matrix control y'all, man, y'all going to be good. They can't touch y'all.
They can't touch us. We on the Matrix right now.
That's
look, right now we can talk.
The Matrix don't control
yeah.
me. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Don't let the energy fuck you up like my man Derek was talking about. You got to get on that high frequency, man. Close to the most high.
Now, again, your diets. Everybody got their own part of the world they in, part of the section you're in.
Hopefully
you got gardens. I hope you got gardens. I hope you got what you say you got. If you got land, you should be good.
If
you don't got it, if you're in urban areas, start finding some places that got farming co-ops and different things and try to get as much as you can. Out of what's out there, because the economy's changing.
Go ahead,
jump in.
A lot of farms, man.
Yeah, if you ain't got that vaccine passport, you ain't gonna be able to buy nothing out of public supermarkets and the grocery stores anyway. So you better be learning how to grow your own food, man. Because if they can shut the beef industry down with the push of a button, and let it be known too that CEO shut it down. They claiming that they got hacked, but it was actually the CEO who checked production.
Inside job.
Let me go to Miami. My brother. I know we get high. I told you my Haitian brother should go jump in. 9857. You on the air?
Hey, what's up, brother? I kind of came in late. I was tied up today, but interesting breakdown. Yeah, definitely you must understand that under the French colonial powers at the time, the Haitian soldiers that were lent out as mercenaries did come to fight in the revolution war against the Americans at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Those were mercenary soldiers at the time, not under independent Haiti. It's two different constructs. And also,
you have to
remember that the current Haitian flag that you see is a flag that was reinstated by Jesuit-controlled and Mason brothers as well at the time. And that flag is different from the Dessalines flag, which is the red and
black flag with the stripes being vertical instead of horizontal. So if you know your Masonic language, you do understand that the whole premise of the teaching is that you must raise oneself from a dead horizontal to a living perpendicular. So
that's right.
Dessalines took the stripes and raised them perpendicular. But if you look at it, the actual flag that they have now is have the stripes horizontal. So that's another hidden aspect you got to understand about what's going on.
Vertical.
So they were
vertical.
Able to retake over the country, even as an independent, covertly. So the Haitians, a lot of Haitians are very ignorant to that particular aspect of the history or the deeper aspects of it. And the heavy Vatican and Jesuit control over the country remained. They didn't take a military stance. They took a more now deeper administrative and systemic control. And remember, France itself was at the time a superpower.
Man, what do you think about Aristide? He controlled
Aristide. He understood the history. He walked the tightrope in terms of trying to balance both sides because you understand now you have the biggest caretaker in America that's running the show behind the scenes. So Aristide was also deposed and at the same time returned by the same powers that deposed him. So you have to understand that type of game that's being played, but he was able to try to as best as he can. Lucky they didn't assassinate him, but he was an anomaly to the system of control, both by America and the powers that be, because of his ability to take advantage of his 85% plus populist control of the country, support from the people, as well as being able to, again, mingle and work around the hitmen, the economic hitmen that are heavily involved in the nation. Now, you got to understand one thing, guys, and look it up real quick. Look at the projected eclipses in the next century. By 2045, there's going to be a unique eclipse transversing over Haiti. Right now, America has its biggest embassy in this hemisphere in Haiti. You have to understand why they have that. If you want to understand that, you need to go look up. Look up, type in Google, the eclipse of the century. And over America itself, there are many projected eclipses, but they're all canceling each other as if to put an X over the country. So Google that and take a look at it. These are energy signatures. You have to understand the Haitians were very successful because at some point they tapped not only to this particular energy signature that became present at the time. Mm-hmm. But look at the projected eclipses in the century. There's going to be one by 2045. It's going to transverse America
and
Haiti.
24.
But guess what? First. It's not going to be canceled because there is not an opposing eclipse going counter to it as the ones that are over most of the
and,
ones that are over America.
That's right. That's right.
And
remember,
2017 and 2024 is going to make the X, and that's at around Carbondale where it crosses at.
Yes. That's not good
the
news. I'm letting you know, but
well,
Hold on. Let me ask you both because I want to
ask you a question for you, and then Brian, you jump into the eclipse.
We
went to so many seminars
together.
You just told more in all the seminars we've been to. You know the last one we went to is about the Haiti.
They
never talked about Haiti being on a landline, on a landline, on one of the high frequency points,
and
everybody
knows
that.
If a hurricane goes over Haiti, I can't leave out the Dominican Republic because they're all one country at one time.
But it diminishes the power of the hurricane. Am I making this up?
Yeah, but Haiti sits on a fault line, and this is what
that's my point.
When they caused the earthquake,
there you go.
They knew that Haiti because the geologist was having a conference in Santo Domingo on the other side of the mountain. When that earthquake hit it, Haiti, they knew it was hard because they shot torpedoes into the fault line.
That's right. Yeah. Now, brother,
they did not believe that here.
In Miami.
And I thank Brother Greg, we went out there, and they would not.
We gave out the same thing you just talked about.
It was
HARP. They had a HARP conference. And they shot it down.
I'm around Haitians every day. I love them. We they are people. They would not listen. They would not listen.
That's the ignorance, again, by the system control. You have to understand Haiti is 85% Catholic. As much as you might associate Haitians with voodoo, Haiti is 85% Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to understand this deep science.
Yeah.
And they control the early educations of the country, which distract the people from returning to the ability to tap into that energy again. So they demonize the founding fathers.
Right. Right.
They praise the flag of the assassin, Patron. So a lot of people
and
don't understand
and
that.
And
what about
Bookmark?
Yes, Bookmark were the rebels. They were the rebels, but the victors were the assassins and Patron.
Right.
You know, and the other one. So they actually, the flag you see is the flag of the assassin who killed Brissaline. So you have to understand how they've screwed the early education of most Haitians who are very ignorant to this fact. And it's a sad thing to say. But another thing, brother, before I get off, you understand why are they always two steps ahead? There is a machine that they discovered in the ancient past in the hands of the Greeks. It's called the anti-catheteria mechanism. Look it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This machine, they actually trace it back to Egypt, Kemet. But it was in the hands of the Greeks. They're still studying it. This machine actually predicts these energy signatures in the cosmic rotations of the planets. Okay, look it up. It's called the anti-catheteria mechanism. They've been studying this thing since it was in the hands of the Greeks. But the Greeks themselves, they realized, took it from the Kemetians. It has all the ecliptus and global and the positionings of all the planets in our system. This is why they've been able to maintain certain steps ahead. They can predictively see what is happening with these eclipses because they do, and they're studying. They have not fully studied it to the point where they understand it totally, so they've been experimenting. So you have to understand that they tried to do with the harp in Haiti is a precursor to what is pressed to happen in 2045. If the Haitians are able to hold off long enough, the Dominicans are ready to come. They've subjugated, but the ancestors secured the part of the island that has the most energy, the most resources, and actually the most deeper rooted. The Dominicans have the weaker side of the island. So you have to understand that aspect, why the energy, that fighting energy is still there. But look into
that. We're going to do that.
And the brother's correct.
No.
The brother's correct because the part of Haiti that they are now in and doing is it was infiltrated by Clinton Foundation because they found the gold, the copper, and the other alloyed minerals there in the mountains and why they were there to be able to harvest all of those energies that are there in that mountain.
Oh, okay. So.
Hold on.
I am.
They got to mute yourself, man. We gone. I can't do it. We talked out of this you. Thank you, my brother. We're back bringing back for the show. Let me just say this.
Right after the harp,
they put a video out saying they were going to take control. It was going to be the Pearl. Because remember, Haiti was called the Pearl of the Caribbean. It was the Pearl of the Caribbean. That's where you get the Pirates of the Caribbean for the pearls. And that's where you get the Haitian.
Bodoon
is in the movie. It's all pirate game.
I love it.
This is some good shit. Now let's get deep.
They also found a large deposit of oil off the coast of Haiti.
Oh yeah, and Cuba. Don't leave Cuba out.
Right.
Cuba is right now.
They found
pyramids
right off
the coast of Cuba
and
Bahamas.
Right. There's
and
a whole city up under off the coast. Of Cuba.
And they found some pyramids down there too. Some pyramids. That's where Atlantis was.
Pyramid. That's right. That's what
they.
I mean,
they
I keep up on this.
Found the pyramids in the Gulf of Mexico. That's why I was sharing.
Gulf of Mexico.
29.6 latitude.
Yeah,
they found them there.
The Gulf of Mexico are pyramids that were landmass that was connected to Turtle Island.
Yes.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
That was connected to Turtle Island too, but that was Atlantis, man, back in the day.
Yeah. Or Santorini. If you look at Dr. Clark and it's modern day Atlanta. But again, we can't forget history because they're digging for history.
Yeah, they're digging for history.
Emerald City. And South America, Central America, and Brazil. Now, let's go back to this commission.
In the
Emerald Tablet. Up to who? Emerald Tablet up to who? Up to Hootie.
That was why the French held on to Louisiana Purchase, because Arkansas was a part of Louisiana all the way up to Missouri, and that is one of the world's largest clear quartz crystal bed is there in Arkansas, and Atlanteans harvested and put in Mount Magazine the emerald crystal that was activated in 2009 to realign the grid by 2012. So these are all the scientists, because what the brother was sharing about the item that they found being able to predict, because they came out of the Temple of Dendera. And if you watch Dr. Charles Spence, Heaven's Wheel on YouTube, he tells you the prediction all the way up to Obama, because they know the alignment of Draco's is now getting ready to proceed by Cepheus, the Ethiopian king, which will be the North Pole star. And Cepheus is the father of Andromeda, the woman chained to the chair.
Yeah, and
she's
going too.
To be freed
right.
in 2045.
You're right.
I'm listening because I know it's right. He looked up what he said last time. I said he's on point.
Let me ask you this, though.
The man said earlier, I'm trying to bring it back in for the show, they see can see ahead of us.
So whatever can see ahead of us, we find out they're already two more ahead.
So basically, we find out this knowledge, but the people who do the real research of it.
The activation
we are the
of
knowledge,
us.
Man. I see 3,000
We are the knowledge.
They're stolen knowledge.
They're trying to figure out how to use it with computers. We have the spirit that connects to it.
That's right.
But if everybody in the world is a part, let's take this, because I like how y'all doing with this. If all the scientists on the earth come together, they ain't all going to be white.
They're going to
be different groups.
We know it. It's wrong and right, man.
So these groups, like China, let's just say China and Africa and India. Let's forget about over here and Europe. Let's take those three countries. They also got scientists. And either they're a part of it, or they say wrong or right. So we talking about the Atlanteans. They got stuff over there too. Pyramids and all that.
So basically,
we're talking about something that had to teach this again.
If it does come back, and whoever taught us.
Because you can't just come out of some womb knowing this.
It's the same thing. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mr. D. Gregory said, the day you was born, you equipped with everything you need to know, and you can learn more. But if you really research it, you equipped with everything you got to get on to control this shit. You got to learn.
Okay, now let's go there. Did Gregory, you heard earlier? My man said something I forgot about. Did Gregory won the election at one time?
So he was in the loop.
He knew they stole it.
When he died, that was that first eclipse in 2017.
So he was in the loop.
In 2017, yes, sir. And we are, too.
Yeah.
October 12th.
Remember, he's living with white folks. Let's be honest about this. I'm glad y'all bring this up.
He was with white folks.
And he was with the right. Let's say he was the right one. Hugh Hefner. Some of the greatest comics in the world.
He's
part of that. Civil rights leaders.
And I watched Tony Brown Journal.
I keep telling you to watch it. Did Gregory on the panel?
I was frightened by what took place.
All the greatest minds that we look up to could not solve that problem that day.
But who was the woman that changed Dick Gregory from a five-pack smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol comedian to a spiritual guide for our
people,
Alvina Fulton.
But she never got paid. It's called the Bahamian diet. It's called the Bahamian diet.
But what the thing is that she was able to activate what was already in him. And this is what I'm saying.
There
where science ends, spirituality begins.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine.
I'm saying, if you don't pay the chick, if you don't, here I was for me. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong.
I hear all that.
But if you don't pay the lady and you getting rich and she don't get rich, how that sound, man?
Bro,
the people get rich
from the universe, man.
No, she did not get rich.
It's energy, man. You get put out stuff.
Hold on. If you don't give back
money,
okay, let me ask you a question. I want to get all y'all in there because y'all say it's not money. But Dick Gregg would not give up none of his money.
He
owed millions
to
people.
He
wouldn't give his money up. So my question to y'all.
What happened to Charlie Wilson, y'all? He got with that white woman. He was damn near off and dead, and that he got with that white woman and resurrected his career.
He came back. She resurrected his career.
That's
a woman. That's a woman. It's called nurturing. Nurturing. That's it.
He financed the civil rights thing, man. He was the
one. He was in the civil rights.
Okay,
but
so,
I'm saying, I'm not denying it.
The universe
tells me a lot, too.
The Maya got to have balance.
Right, so if we always tell one side of the story.
People in opposite reaction, man.
Right, but.
I can't away for free, and I don't expect no money, man.
No, you don't.
You don't. But let's just say this. Everybody be listening to.
Think about it.
Don't think about what you're doing.
Let's do the whole concept.
We're not saying that. What we're saying is most of the people that we listen to. But y'all say money ain't important. But I'm going to say how that. Y'all going to show. Let me get some more calls in on this. Everybody's lying. Let's say, is money not important? Explain to me why and how you living without money. Because you just because
no,
I'm talking about a lot. Let's talk about the big boys.
What I'm trying to say, man. Money is currency, energy.
We got that.
The universe provides, bro.
Well, let me say this. You're not willing to stop a paycheck. That's what I'm saying. You want to work. You work for your money. You're an electrician. You want your money. No. I'm trying to get you to see.
Whatever I need, if I need some money, it comes, man.
I don't concentrate on it.
Whatever you need.
Okay. That may be you. I'm glad. If you could teach that, you would be rich right now. If you could teach that, when you just say, I just think about money, and it comes to me, that's a science. That's a science.
That's right. That's that Bodoon that
but
we
what
talking
you
about,
saying,
man.
Dry Bones, what you saying is what M-O-N-E-Y stands for, my own natural energy yield. You are
right.
The
right.
Natural energy that yields you whatever it is that you want to produce. That's what he's saying.
Now.
Is that we look at how you use your energy because you give them 40 hours a week. That weakens you because you giving up your TIM. They tie you. Tie me is time. And if you take
your
it
intellectual
and spell time
property.
Backwards, it means that you
thank you. All I'm saying is what Brother D just said.
Brother D just said, hold on, let's go with what Brother D just said.
If currency is energy,
he just told you we energy.
Ain't they using us as energy? That's all about. They're going to use us as energy.
So if somebody uses us as energy.
Hold on. You say flip the script. Let's deal with reality right quick. Flipping the script means a coup, a whole takeover.
Like
they doing now.
So if to flip the script,
we got to come up with something to counteract that. That's what you're saying. So if Bitcoin comes, these are things I want y'all to think about. Because y'all say about this money thing, y'all all work. You're getting money from somewhere.
If you're thinking it up, it comes to you, it's fine.
But everybody we listen to has a money game. You the Nation of Islam, whatever, the Moors, the 50, 40, the 50 percenters, whatever you listen to, there's a money trail to this.
They need your energy.
We might give them $1. Let somebody give them $100.
Have you heard of Mbutu?
Who?
Have you heard of Mbutu?
No, I have not.
Ubuntu is in South Africa, and it's getting here in America. And what they're looking at is going back to the original way we barter. What you give, mm-hmm. what you get back.
But barter is right now. Barter is already going on, dude.
Give what Caesar is Caesar's.
Hold on. Bartering is already happening. That's what you think this app's about. I can get you to come to my house. It's already happening. Bottom has never stopped. That's ancient.
Hey, that's ancient. Another thing, another god is Baba Lou. Ricky Ricardo don't know what you talking about with that Baba Lou.
I understand.
The red-headed Lucy Ball.
Lucy Ball.
Desi Arnaz.
Yeah, Desi Arnaz. But hold on. I'm not saying this ain't true. All I'm saying is we watch people practice this stuff. But when we talk as a whole, as a new world order, how you going to defeat that? It's too much. Individualism don't win this. Because you can grow a garden.
Hold on.
I'm just saying. I'm just giving you ideas so we can get deeper to what we're talking about before we keep this conversation hot. You can't, right. You can be defeated and you can't be defeated. Because if people say, if you don't connect to somebody in these next few years to understand what's going on, if the manager said he can cut your food supply off, you got to be able to be around people. That's all I'm saying.
Kwame, tell him, man. I'm going to be quiet, Kwame. Tell him, man.
It's not telling me. Because you live individually in your place. Kwame lives in Georgia. I live in Florida. He can't save me but me myself. But
as a group,
we're going to have to bond together through other forces.
That's what we're doing now.
I know that. We know what we're doing. You're not arguing against me. We're talking to the people, and we understand that you understand. All you're doing is adding the flavor, dude. And we ain't saying you wrong.
But realizing moving forward, it ain't gonna be everybody outside of us. That's my point too. It might not even be your own family members.
It might be somebody that's just foreign to you. It might be a foreign person. So I'm trying to say to y'all, the black ideology only can go so far. Because it's still a lot of you still. It's like DNA.
But where does the human ideology go?
It's all anything outside of color is human. And because you got hue does not make you a good person. Because you're dark as dark. And that's where we're still at in a lot of our minds. Because in order for you to say to me that you got a plan for us to survive individually, because you're not going to make it individually in a real war. You name me somebody who won a world war by themselves.
This is why we got to come back to our communal ways, because we as a people were once communal. This division of white supremacy body is creation, and what we're doing is we're falling prey to it constantly by what we're doing in dividing black and white, but it's the humanness part of what we want.
Okay, now what's humanism? How come we're not emotional about the drive-by shootings? The white folks is one thing. The white folks is one thing. Let's talk within now. Let's talk about self. If all I see is us following the script. Many of us, not all of us, but many of us follow the script. And so we go to work. We got to lie about these jobs, frankly, because a lot of people are not good on jobs. They're nasty people, some of them. So we fake on that. Then we fake in relationships. Then we fake about owning land. Sometimes we say America's ours, but many of us fucking hate of America.
It's like, I go to any black conscious community right now,
and everybody's talking about how they hate America and the cracker. That's mainly what they all talk about. Why is that? If this is your land, Turtle Island.
But if it's Turtle Island,
they've been programmed to hate America.
They've been programmed to hate their land.
America instead of the United States.
Low frequency vibration, man.
Say it is low frequency. If you know it's low frequency. Then we said we're going to take these crystals. I've been to many crystal programs. And I said, well, where are we getting them from? Because it's a lot. So somebody got to be manufacturing the crystals. Did it come from Georgia? Possibly, like you said earlier.
Well, I go look up the companies.
And they're white.
Hey, my man just said he could dig up some crystals. My man just said
he can't dig enough crystals for all of us in the country to have.
Bro.
But if I bring, okay, dry bones. What I did was here in Georgia, I took a group of 10 people, rented a house. We all went out there to the mine. I showed them how to dig for the crystals that they use today in their homes and in their whatever they use them for. The thing is being able to harvest, just like we learn to plant a seed and grow a garden. We've got to teach one, because what we've been doing, like the sister said, we have been programmed to depend on a system. The land is, the earth is always going to be controlled by the creator. Man has come up with this concept of saying that this belongs to him when it doesn't belong to him, because he didn't create it. We're the youngest thing on the planet. So I appreciate what you're saying.
Because you teaching people that is not the issue.
The issue is you're blessed to be able to do that.
But we ain't got no people. Half the people ain't gonna be able to dig no crystals.
You live in a mountainous area.
Hey, my man, I got a brother named Eric in California, man. He got crystals too.
Brother named Eric. Y'all not getting what I'm saying. Y'all can dig up crystals. Y'all blessed to do it. Y'all blessed to do it.
Bringing in our specialty. And we each bring in a special part that we contribute to what is being recorded to be played back to it for archive that people can go back and
I agree to that,
what
yeah.
You,
yeah. Yeah.
What you have done by taking this technology and giving us a techno-spiritual voice to be able to have our people to hear what we need to be doing or what we need to be saying. Even if it's as argumentative as we are, we're coming to some conclusion. And the sisters are dropping in because we show the balance of what Mayotte and what the part of the male energy does when we come together.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to disagree with that. All I'll say is we talk about the digging.
I'm not playing that.
This is good for what we're doing.
But you get paid in blessings.
Oh, yeah. That's not... Me and you know I'm not going to disagree to what you're saying. All I'm saying is for the argument of what's happening, and what people live in sometimes a little bit different than how we talk. But I like how we're talking. But at the same time, is there's people who digging in the earth at a high rate of speed that maybe have found something. That maybe have. I mean, right. I mean, what you done can't be diminished. Right. It can't be diminished what y'all are saying. Because you're able to do that, to me, is you already create the spiritual within yourself. But these stones that are deep in the earth now, they got energy.
Okay, we ain't got, come on,
that's a lot of technology.
We just went through Memorial Day, May 30th, correct? And what happened, where did that come from? Is that the black people that soldiers were killed in a mass grave, they went and dug up their people and made a cemetery, had the children paint the fence on May 1st and Decoration Day, that they turned around and took from the government, took it and made it their holiday, when it was something in how we worship those who fought for us in that war to free us. We made a day called Decoration Day.
Right, I agree with you on that. But see, this is where the concept comes in. You say they stole. They did not steal it.
That was true.
Now, he said
black people created Memorial Day, right?
Right.
So we created what was called Decoration Day.
No, but hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Finish it. Now, what did they use? They used a black woman to get vaccinated first. As soon as they used her, who came following behind them? Every nationality.
They used a black woman to come out with the Moderna vaccine.
Every nationality followed.
The one that came up with the Moderna.
the gameplay. You put that black woman up there or black man, they get the vaccination, who's going to follow? The rest of the nation. They're not stupid because they know that we are the original being. So you have to put the original
right.
being up there first. And we keep
and
giving them
the mother of humankind.
We keep giving it to them to use.
Giving them our energy. You're right.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm trying. That's where I'm at. I keep saying the same thing.
If you're giving the energy away
like y'all saying, then who's at fault?
We are. That's why I told you that before.
Okay.
I learned the secret of life. I tell y'all, and if you go tell them devils the enemy, then you're going to get locked y'all.
That's right. I agree. I like that. Like, that's good, man.
I love that.
That's awesome. Now let's keep it going because y'all hitting on so many points.
This land, you just said earlier.
Brother Kwame sent it out. I seen it. It said it was commemorated. So that means that they knew we fought.
Right?
They know we fought.
They
wrote about it. Because I looked it up. It's well documented.
They created the war.
Right.
They create
right.
the
right.
wars we fought in.
Right.
So they create the war. Now you got the best fighters.
You know you got the best fighters.
It's not no accident. We got the best fighters. We're going to send them out there.
Now the question comes into play.
Y'all just said the brother said earlier
they found
a device in Greece. And me and Patat Sika.
We had some great arguments, some great debates on this.
I can't deny Greece.
But here's where it gets crazy.
Y'all only want to talk about the Ptolemy.
Y'all been trained for that only.
You forget about the earlier Christians.
You're right.
Forget about them.
But we fail to ask.
Just go talk about the Ptolemy part only. I just said that.
Go back 20,000
years. It's Christian. These Christians were black. They were black Greece.
Yeah, they were the Athenian. Right.
So my point again is, here we talk about the Greece, but our own racism in our mind. We don't want to give the whole story away because it'll break up the white story.
See, if I told you that the Christians taught everybody because the Christians of the Jesus story.
Right.
See, if I tell you that the Ethiopians was at the table.
Y'all don't want to hear that part.
Y'all only want to hear the part that got white folks in it.
Read Dr. Watts Williams' work. You know, the history of Christianity.
Right, exactly.
It lays it out perfectly.
Right.
Lays it out perfectly.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Now, this is what I mean.
So we got to break the spell that was taught to us about everything. Because you can't tell me. We flipped the script. Quit thinking it's white folks that did it.
And find out who really did it.
Then you can repent.
See, that's what the Bible says.
Y'all keep saying creator.
Everything come out of darkness, man.
That's right.
It's all dark. Everything. So what you see dark, when they talk about carbon, they talking about us.
And then electricity.
So the most high energy of sound and light is dark energy first, man. It's dark.
So they got that. That's why today they can show black folks.
That's what Rick James called Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Who? Doc Matter?
Dave Chappelle. That skit, that Rick James skit that he used to do on the show.
He used to call Eddie Murphy's brother. Yes.
If you go back and look at a lot of those skits where we talk about now, a lot of that stuff has come into intuition now. What would happen if you, like with the reparations piece, you just give away black people money? And we're looking at it right now.
We're looking at it right now. Now, let's be honest. Because the brothers talked about the craft,
how Haiti's under the Masonic stuff.
So was the comedians.
How do you think they was able to do the Richard Pryor skit
with Paul Mooney when he went to the pyramids? You don't think NBC knew that?
You don't think NBC?
Red Fox, all of them was Mason.
All of them.
So you think they really don't tell you
what's really going on?
Well, all the secrets what the Masons got, we know it now, man. Nothing yet, though. All that stuff. What's my man named? J.
Jubilee, Jabalai, Jabaloo.
The three ruffians. But that's baby shit.
That's baby stuff.
That's baby stuff. If you know that, that's baby stuff. I'm talking about the stuff like the Purge movie. See, y'all mentioned Wyoming. Where he wants to build. Think about a nuclear plant. He wants to build a nuclear plant.
That means raw energy.
That means energy through atoms, through molecules. So that means they are going to produce something. And let's just say this. You should say it's 90% white. That is the white cult.
Every white person ain't going to be going to that.
Small percentage is in that.
But you know what, but bro? When I was in the military, I've been to Wyoming. Wyoming has a lot of mountains. And the air is clean, and it's almost as, it's an energy source. So it's a reason
Colorado,
why they
right.
in Wyoming.
That's right. Colorado, all those areas, a lot of farmers, farmland.
And the gold is out there.
Farmland
out there, so they're gonna take that land and turn it into a nuclear plant.
Say it again.
The black people in Wyoming and the crow in the nation. Black Tar Heels. You go to North Carolina and say Tar Heels. Who got Tar Heels? Look at your rust ass feet. They ain't got look like Tar Heels. And I ain't lying. You ain't lying either. But again, your quarterback,
didn't he come from the University of Wyoming? Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, I believe. Yep. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong there. But here we go. Remember, he got a little racial tension in the beginning too. In the beginning, because a lot of white folks in Minnesota, you was in the military. Different things. Some white folks never even seen a black person in real life. Even to this day. No transaction. Hey, bro, when I got deployed,
they took me out of my unit here to attach me with a unit from Columbus, Ohio. True story. A lot of them white people I was with in that unit were from Columbus, Ohio. A lot of them was from West Virginia. And I'll never forget this. A lot of them told me right before I was getting ready to come back home that they never seen a black person in person before. The only black people they saw was what they saw on BET. And they said once they start getting around us and really getting to talk to know us, he said all that shit they put on TV and the media, the propaganda, is bullshit. I've had white boys in my unit tell me this. They only go about what they see on TV.
You are correct. Now, that's propaganda. Right there. Let's go with this right quick because this is real stuff. We have the propaganda right there. You don't think the rest of the world watching us now? You don't think the rest of the world watches all that, everybody? They got a group that wants to bring down America, mainly looking black. Is that not a lie?
It's fun to see all this, man. Y'all got the
right. Yeah.
But hey, I love seeing it.
This is some good shit.
But Derek, let me share one with you. When we went to the Philippines for R&R, take the woman to the hotel, they turn around there and they trying to look behind us and look behind us. And when we going like, what's wrong with you? She said, white man say that you got tail.
Bro.
Wow.
Hey, I sent y'all the information where the white boys be born with tails, man, and they chop them off.
Oh, yeah.
I sent y'all the information where them babies born with tails. It ain't none of us. They the one got the tails, man, and they chop it off when they get in the world. They got the tail, not us.
Well, I mean, the tail end, tailbone. All of us got a tailbone, supposedly.
We got the gun.
Well, see, the thing that we told them was we hung so long that we could put it between our legs and look like a tail. Sorry about that. I'm gonna use that, boy. Thanks, man. I'm gonna use that at the next meeting, at the next fun day.
Okay, man, you know why they got that. But again, we're talking mutation, though.
Because you brought up mutation.
Let's talk about it because there's a new movie coming out. She said, I've seen it, the highlight of it.
Sweet Tooth.
And a black man is in it. The black man is the protector of the mutants. And so my thing again, our part of this is very well documented. because we think it's talking about white folks, but it's really talking about us being the protector, or let's say a black entity of some sort. So if this is true, and then we say we get this female president, say Biden dies prematurely to whatever they do, they cut the plug, she becomes the president. That will fulfill a lot of prophecy.
Actually.
Because that's the real prophecy.
Or
the female principle. Y'all been saying that for how long? Coming back into place. Because y'all got, it sounds like y'all got it as it's going to be just this wonderful thing. And we're going to kiss each other kumbaya or something. In reality, it could be very, chaotic.
Hey, my man, we all got a choice whether you want to be in heaven or hell. It's what you say and what you think. Okay? You got a choice whether you want to be in heaven or hell.
Because it's in your mind. Heaven and hell is in your brain.
There you go.
I agree. It starts there first. Starts there first.
I'm in heaven.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I'm in love with it. I wouldn't do this because... If it wasn't because, like you say, I'm not getting financially gained. I'm having fun with it and loving it because it makes my life go in the same situation of trying to find out what's going on. So I agree with you on 100.
But
here we go again.
I know we're individualizing,
but if something was to happen today, that cut off, say your area get cut off. You got to say, I'm definitely going to live within myself first.
Am I prepared?
Is the question. Second, do I have allies in this that I can go with?
This is
things you've got to ask yourself strategically if you really understand what you're in.
That's all.
I can leave it at that.
And spiritually.
Because within means I got to have enough spiritual energy to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Because a dead spirit does not have any more energy. So if you got energy in you, that means you're living being.
But everything you just said is based on your consciousness. Everybody doesn't have the same conscious level, and they're not going to be.
They're not.
Don't waste your energy trying to bring somebody up to your level who don't want to be there.
But you have to tell me
a long time ago, if you meet a dog in the alley, that doesn't mean you're supposed to bring the damn dog in your house. Leave that damn dog in the alley.
I agree with her on that one.
We got kids now
bringing dogs home.
Right, but consciousness, you hit there on the nose because in order for someone to take control over your body, they have to understand how you think, how you feel, and that's the consciousness is how you connect with the Most High. I believe, because sometimes when you have those thoughts and says, you know what, go left or do this or take this, that's your consciousness, that's your inner spirit connecting to the Most High and giving you direction, but we do not listen to our inner spirit and our consciousness. And if we are in tune with our consciousness, I think that we can do more powerful things, you know, even with numbers.
That's right.
And if we... you know, embrace that instead of ignoring it. I think that's what the fallen angels, the evil ones that are down here, they want, that's what they don't want, that's what they cannot, when they create the robots and all that, they can't give them consciousness, they can't tell them how to feel, they have to get that from us. And that's why they have to get into our mind.
If you got fear, you can't show them no fear, no hate, and no regret.
None of
the negative emotion, man. No fear. That's what the angels say in the book when you open the book. First time you see an angel, what they say? No fear.
Fear not.
They know the devil.
Fear not.
That negative energy feed off of that shit. Fear not. That's right.
Fear not.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
That's why we connected.
You're going to keep this program going. What fear? Fear can destroy your body. Seriously.
Yeah.
High blood pressure.
Anxiety. It's called anxiety.
Right. Anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
Should have killed you.
That's right.
Anxiety.
And see, most of us got that fear from what we happened in the past. That's guilt, regret, and then you got hate, and then you got guilt, regret, and hate, and anger. Okay?
That comes
from fear.
Now, tell me about what you said.
Those are all the lowest of frequencies.
And that's what shuts the body down, and it lets the body become susceptible to infection.
You get disease.
And disease. This is why that they penetrate through media.
Okay, and history.
The fear factor, and
there you go.
You know,
fear factor.
They're talking about the sweet tooth, and the first thing they start off with, the first part of this movie, is the virus, and this
right.
is the worst epidemic. And I'm going,
right?
What?
Yep.
Right. That the epidemic mutated these children, which that is a total lie.
But that is
that's
but,
true
fear,
right?
The first thing they said.
Now
most
I don't want you to be fearful.
But
be
understanding.
Remember, fear is the beginning of knowledge. And that's in that. But my thing with this is, if they tell you they want your children, I told you September, they're going to go as the altar.
They're
going to say, either you give them this vaccine, or you're going to homeschool.
You're
going to homeschool. I suggest homeschooling.
Pregnant ladies, man, taking a shot. Belly swollen up like a basketball. Taking that shot. Okay, I'm serious,
but
no,
the woman carrying that baby, that's three generations. She's carrying a child that's got eggs or sperm in it that's getting ready to produce the next generation once it comes onto the planet.
These shots
that's
are making everyone
infected.
Sterilized. Ain't nothing they're sterilized.
How are we knowing they're sterilizing people?
Right.
Right.
There you go.
I'm glad you said that.
Now this
is what I keep telling people.
Dr. Fauci.
Thank you, Dr. Randy Short gave me some information.
Guess what?
They're playing the same game.
Dr. Fauci
is going to talk today at
Albacenia
Baptist Church in New York.
How
is that, y'all?
Wow.
Just like Margaret Springer,
who talked
to Abbasidney
Baptist
Church in her day.
Say that again. Drop on. I missed
it. Dr. Fauci is going to talk today at Abbasidney
Baptist
Church in New York.
The same church
that Planned Parenthood started in.
Now, how
is that? Now? See, this is things that we got to say. That we got to look at our history and see, is our history really factual? How do we know if that our people are now behind this?
Yeah.
Who would
have... Dr. King Church giving out the shot, man. That's Warnock.
Warnock. Dr. King Church.
Who they killed.
And y'all now not listening to that. That's what's scary about what our people,
because I say
we double-minded. Because you can't tell me
that
one minute you're pro-black, and when you find out the blacks are part of it,
you get
nervous again.
Because
why would Planned Parenthood start in Abyssinia, which is
Ethiopia's
name,
in
New York, in Harlem,
and
Planned Parenthood made her first speech there?
And now,
the same thing again, Dr. Fauci is with Planned Parenthood.
They want to
use and make zombies. Now, it's called a
function
of something, somebody, gain function research.
Y'all better look
it up.
Even
if you are conscious, if a couple
of zombies
come at you and you don't realize, you better be prepared. That's why gun sales going up.
Because
they know,
you think
we ain't the only